One Man Revolution, Volume 5, Episode 28. Oh, we're back. Back again. Live from the bunker. It's the One Man Revolution podcast. I'm your host, Revolutionary. I'm joined by...
The comrade.
And...
The Canadian.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, he cut you off. And...
The Canadian.
There you go.
The wrong button.
And... The peanut gallery. Is on the floor, as always.
Hey, just like Donald Two Tacos cutting off the Canadians.
Yeah, that's what I do. I just mute things randomly. Don't worry about it.
Oh,
I could have sworn it. Okay,
that's okay.
Oh, I know why I got confused. This one has the red cap on it too.
Yeah, that's good. That's black cable, red cap. Yeah. Black cap, red cable. Yeah,
so we don't need that mic unmuted.
Yeah, that one's not.
No, we did actually.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Anyway, this show's live.
Anyway, this is live. Yeah, it has been. You know, it's only 1,268 days until the possibility of a new president in this country. Or shorter,
in theory,
if the day happens.
Hey.
And on the day that it,
happens,
it's going to be great.
Yeah.
And see, the peanut gallery popped early on that.
Yeah,
thought.
Yeah.
Well, I got so excited.
And this week, so much happened, but also didn't happen.
Yeah.
Did you just try to Foley that?
Apparently, the Canadian gave us all a multi-pack of Founders Mortal Blooms.
Very good beer. In
I went foolishly for the Imperial Thorn.
Oh, buddy.
Which I'm in for this ride after two cocktails.
Is it 9%?
It's 8.
8, okay.
It's an Imperial IPA. Citrusy notes with a smooth finish is what it says. Let's find out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if it's a Pacific Coast.
I've had a Canadian-sized one of those. Canadian small one of those. They work pretty well.
Oh yeah, smooth finish.
Yeah, it goes well.
It's good.
Yeah.
Let's see. I got the Sinister Haze, which is the peachy and citrusy hazy IPA from the same variety pack.
Mm.
It's nice.
This one's got that West Coast IPA feeling.
Oh, it's subtle.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good job, Founders.
So I have the Tropical Fate Fruited Ale. Tropical pineapple and citrus notes.
Ooh, that goes good with hot. What do you have down there, Peanut Gallery?
Oh, that's weird.
The same.
Not bad.
Oh, which one?
Weird.
Tropical Fate.
Tropical Fate.
Oh, you got Tropical Fate. Oh, look at you guys. You're twinsies.
They're drinking together.
Yeah. It's very fruity and not very beery.
It is. It's very floral. It's hitting like a wine cooler.
Yeah.
It's a Bartles and James.
But okay. but
not
more.
Way.
But not it. But more.
Yeah.
It's not like winey, but it's very fruity.
Yeah. So, how would you compare it to the Fruit Force?
I don't think I've had the Fruit Force.
Oh, okay.
But to going to Sideward and drinking one of their slushy beers, it's like one of those.
Oh, okay.
I would compare this, if this were rum, to drinking Malibu.
Yeah,
got
there you
it.
Go.
Yep, yeah. That's what I needed
to
know.
Gotcha.
In fact, it kind of has that Malibu mouthfeel.
That pineapple.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
That
exactly.
Sounds like a shotgun beer.
it's a good one.
I mean, I could. These are very crushable.
Yeah, you
could
crush them
on a beach. Like, yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. In the right environment. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Beach patio somewhere.
It's not a sit around with your bros and enjoy a good beer.
So not a football beer, but a beach beer.
But a beach beer. Yeah.
Gotcha.
I think anything can be a football beer if you dry hard enough.
Well, you know, in the past few weeks, the comrade, the Canadian, and the Wanderer, that was in May before my break, have possibly earned shotguns by doing different things.
Goodness gracious, have we.
Yeah.
And so we're going to erase one of comrades and erase one of the Canadian, well, the one the Canadian has.
Here, listen to the crack of this beer.
Oh, by forcing them to drink probably the worst thing, a warm 99.
I made, so you gave, for Christmas, you gave me this really fun, like, advent calendar of cigars.
Oh, you got it. Yeah.
But also you gave me a bunch of these to go with it.
Yes.
And to which initially I thought, you thought you were supposed to pairing cocktails.
And
then like day four, I was like, there's no way.
No.
There's no, like, this banana, a banana liqueur does not go with a cigar. I don't care how hard you try.
No, no.
But then I made a drink with one of them. I forget what it was. I think I made like a margarita. Yeah. And I made like a fortified margarita, basically.
Oh, no, the greatest part is
you
can use, you can use these things. So they're from the 99 people who make 99 bananas.
They're 99 proof.
And they're 99 proof, which is just under 100, and they are clear.
What's interesting
and they're flavored.
Is their percent alcohol is the same percentage of J.D. Vance being a man.
Oh.
49.5
49.5%
The rest is wicker.
He's the wicker man. Because of all those outdoor couches.
Well, we've been theorizing off mic about how we might decorate the new rose patio at the White House
on the day that it happens.
And we think it's going to be wicker furniture.
Wicker furniture outdoors.
Because he's a little into BDSM, but not a lot. It goes for the wicker sofas.
It's got that.
So, comrade, you have the 99 blackberries.
The blackberries.
And you have has the 99 apple. And it does. They smell polite, but they
polite's
not,
the right word.
But not when you drink them.
It smells like a flat White Claw.
Yeah.
It smells like apple. Sugar. This one smells like apple candy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Apple flavor stuff is always rough.
Yeah. Good luck. Good luck.
Trust.
Cheers. Oh, so glad I'm not having to do this. Yeah. Oh. This is the worst idea.
What's worse is that last I was just letting it go and I had to swallow and it went up my
nose. There you go. Yeah. Yeah. You got the worst of that one because I think the blackberry is one of the worst flavors of those.
That is just bad.
Yeah. They make great mixers though. If you put them and mix them with something, it's really nice.
They are so harsh and awful that
and
I can
chemical.
See that.
And chemical.
That the mixer will soften it and you'll lose some of that, but you'll get all their strong flavor.
If you want. Oh my God! if you're making a drink, just like a liquor drink, right? Not a cocktail, but like a liquor drink. They're good.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
No. Yeah.
They're awful.
No, and I can smell it on your breath. It's so bad.
You know, if you make like an ice cream drink with one of these.
Yeah.
So you've got like a ice cream mixer and you put two scoops of vanilla ice cream and some of this apple in, and it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Maybe if they did like a cinnamon.
Well, but yeah, other things. But the idea that the milk will cut the harshness.
Now, I also want to point out these are room temperature. And we are in Florida, so that would be somewhere in the neighborhood of 28 degrees or 27 degrees.
Yeah.
Because they were sitting under things next to
the window. Well, they were sitting next to a window.
Yeah,
so
next to the window.
Knocking on 30.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And nice. So congratulations, gentlemen.
Speaking of temperature.
What did you say? Knocking
on 30?
Knocking on 30.
Yeah. 30 yeah.
makes more sense because it sounded like you said knocking on thermite. And I'm like,
oh. I mean, yeah.
What?
The way these taste, yeah, kind of.
Knocking on 30. That's something that neither Donald Trump,
that's a good album title.
Matt Gaetz or Jeffrey Epstein would ever do.
Honestly, it's a good band name.
No, Knocking on 30.
Knocking on 30 is a good band name.
A good dad band.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a young dad band. Yeah, Knocking on
30. But like they're all 42.
Yeah, yeah. And they're reliving their late 20s.
Yeah. We always wanted to start a band when we were in college. We just never did. So this is Knocking on 30. And then it's just a bunch of like beach rock covers.
What show? what show was that, Peanut, that we watched recently that had the dad band and the
There's a YouTube thing called the Middle-Aged Dad Band. There's a YouTube channel called Middle-Aged Dad Band that plays middle-aged dad band music.
Oh.
Do you know how bad the news is this week? We don't want to talk about it.
No. No.
We're doing everything we can to extend this marriage.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is rough.
No. Yeah. I mean, again, nothing good happened this week. I mean, if you look at just the simple spending $30-odd million so that the president of the United States can go to his private property in Scotland and bring three airplanes worth of people and play a round of golf where it was shown that his caddies were cheating for him. And he was just walking up as if this was normal. Here's a ball being thrown.
Look,
in the rough.
I found my ball right in front of me where the guy dropped it.
I didn't see him drop it. Yeah. I mean, all of it was so bad. And by the way, everyone was invited except for the Secret Service's wives. because their secret currently a Secret Service agent is under investigation for sneaking his wife on the plane.
Honey, get in the back.
Yeah. Honey, get in the back.
My
get
God.
In the back. Stop yeah. it.
So yeah. what was interesting about that is the headline was Old Man Shouts at Wind Farm.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing was is that he – so the PM of Scotland did not meet with the president, and he said very publicly, mm-hmm. oh, I'm sorry. I have other things to do. I have to wash my hair.
He's
and
bald,
I have to,
right?
And I, yes. And I have to take my children
– I have to find anything to do with my very annoying toddlers.
Yeah. Yes, I have yeah. to find anything to do with my very annoying toddlers.
Yeah. God, I love Scotland.
Yeah.
They're so good.
And then – so
they've been like air quotes, scare quotes, like vandalizing the beach in front of his resort for months now.
Yeah.
Free Palestine, all these other things. It's
the guy who does the sculptures.
Yeah.
With a rake.
Yeah.
He just goes out and rakes
just
everything.
Giant, like 20-foot tall letters right on the beach of his resort.
My favorite sign was one that was written with a Scottish accent. It was, get out!
Get out!
You orange man boy! Mm-hmm.
It was, I wouldn't be surprised if Daft Cunt was used quite often.
Oh, yeah.
Often.
It was used a lot. Yeah. Daft Cunt. No, they had to blur out
get
all
you
the,
gone,
all
you
of
Daft
those
cunt.
Words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I can't do a Scottish accent, but I can do an angry voice.
When
so.
It's the same.
It's the same.
When the president, when Dear Leader was sitting with the PM of Great Britain.
Oh, yeah.
Well, behind him, again, this individual came to him on his property.
Was that the PM of Great Britain, or was that the EU?
That was the
chairman.
EU. That's right. The EU chairwoman. Chairwoman.
Yeah, yeah.
In the back, it was he's a cunt.
Yeah.
On a sign.
Right there. Yeah.
And it's like, you are the hero of this.
He did like an interview with somebody, and there's a lady with that sign, in the camera. Is that
was the Brit. Okay. That was yeah. that was yeah. the woman from yeah. Brussels.
Oh my God,
the head of the
oh
EU.
My God.
Yeah, the
so
yeah.
good. See, Americans, what you may or may not know is that's what freedom of speech looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike here, they have it in the EU.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Except that theirs is regulated for things like hate speech.
Yeah.
So you know when like a project manager for a local construction job is going door to door to tell people about what's going on with the construction job that's affecting their neighborhood, and somebody threatens to hang him because he's a black man, they go to jail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Unlike here in the U.S. where the cop says, nah.
What, he said what? What's wrong with that?
Right.
Wait. Yeah. Did they actually say lynching?
Hang.
No. Did you say lynching? No, you didn't say lynching.
No,
obviously, it's not a
He just wants to give you a beer.
Yeah.
He just said hang. Right?
He wants to hang with you.
Yeah. He wants to hang with you. I don't... Yeah, yeah, and then of course he adjusts his collar and the SS the lightning bolts
the lightning
on his
bolts there
on his
collarbone. Yep.
Yeah, the old lightning bolts on the collarbone.
I mean that's complimentary with graduation from cop school, right?
Yeah.
Where on your upper body would you like these lightning bolts?
Yeah, you get the eagle,
the eagle. You've got a choice of like five. You get two.
Yeah, the
Punisher skull, the SS lightning bolts,
the Weimar eagle,
Yeah.
Or 1776
Thin
on
blue
your knuckles.
Line, 1776.
Yeah.
We the people.
Yeah.
88.
Yeah, 88.
Yeah.
14 words. 14 words.
Matthew 14:88.
Yeah.
Oh man, that needs. Oh, that's terrible. I'm going to see that on a bumper sticker somewhere.
I want to look up. I'm looking at Matthew and seeing if there is an 88.
I doubt there's an 88 verse.
I'm just going to look up Book of Matthew. Go ahead. You guys vamp while I do this one.
Yeah, we were vamping. Yeah.
What also is interesting coming out of Europe is the International Court of Justice. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the Justice League, right? I know. said that, if you're a country and you're not fighting climate change, you're violating international law.
Right.
I'm sure they said it just as strongly as that, but that's what they said.
Are they based in Brussels as well?
I don't know. I think so.
Or the Hague? Is the Hague in Brussels?
No.
The Hague is in Netherlands.
Netherlands. That's
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of those N countries.
Yeah.
One of those soft N countries.
Yeah.
It's kind of like those hard N.
Not a hard N country like Nigeria. Yeah, it's a hard N country. Oh, that's not good. I just thought about what I just said. That was terrible.
Yes.
That was absolutely terrible.
Yes. By
the way.
Unfortunately, you went to the fastest connotation in your brain.
For a joke.
Yeah.
For the joke.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Joking is illegal now.
I could have said Nepal.
Nepal would have been hilarious.
But I didn't. Yeah.
I was just trying to throw the innuendo out there.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You could have said North Korea.
I could have said... No, no, no. We can't say that about Deer Leader's Deer Leader.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a hard N. North
it's Korea. A hard N, yeah. By the way, Matthew 14 in the King James Version is, at the time of Herod, the Tetrarch heard of the fame of Jesus. So this is actually a parable about
sure,
Jesus.
Sure.
But there are not 88 stanzas, unfortunately.
What about in the King Trump
35.
Version?
Yeah. The King Trump version. Oh, we should look it up in the King Trump version.
It's just the Constitution. Just copied it.
Oh, my God. This is the best website ever. It has all the versions of the Bible to look it up.
No, dude. They
all point to the same document.
Online Bible reference tools are incredibly robust.
Well, there's a reason for that. Yeah, you want to be able to compare them quickly and call people on their bullshit.
Yep.
So that would be the Bible according to... Oh, you know what? They don't have that one on here, unfortunately.
I'm sad.
Sad. Yeah. Wow. Oh, the NAMBLA Bible. That's nice.
There is one. Sorry, I got to find my favorite Bible verse right now because...
is this the One Man Revolution Biblical Podcast?
Yeah, welcome to Bible Study with the One Man Revolution.
I would, you know what? At this point, we might want to start doing that.
What I wanted to bring up about the International Court of Justice,
yes,
and their declaration that countries that aren't fighting climate change are in violation of international law.
Yes, they are.
I don't know if it was in response to that or just because they're dumb. The Interior Secretary is trying to deregulate greenhouse gases.
They already have. They did.
Or they did. They
did it.
So they actually did it. But that's
It was in response that the EU made that statement or the
oh, so it was backwards.
It was the other way, yeah.
Yeah.
So we said, as America in the Interior Department, we're no longer dealing with greenhouse gases. And then they went, International Criminal Court, we're going to
International Court of Justice.
Court of Justice.
I don't know what the difference between that and the International Criminal Court is, but
neither have teeth against the United States.
The most relevant Bible verse for this administration is Psalms 109. And I'm going to read a couple of verses here.
Read it in your preacher voice.
I don't have a preacher voice.
No, go ahead. Just talk. It's fine.
Okay.
No, that is your preacher
voice. Anyway.
Yeah.
When he is tried, let him be found guilty, and may his prayers condemn him.
Yeah.
May his days be few. May another take his place of leadership. May his children be fatherless and his wife a widow. May his children be wandering beggars. May they be driven from their ruined homes. Yeah. May a creditor seize all he has. May strangers plunder the fruits of his labor. May no one extend kindness to him or take pity on his fatherless children.
Was that? Were they talking about Herod or who were they talking about in that one? Who was the context of that was one of the
Psalms. The Psalms is David's poems to God, basically. Yeah. So I think this is one of David's enemies.
So who is David? It might have been Herod. Then
this might have been one of David's mistress's husbands.
Mm. Yeah,
mm. He's wishing this upon a cuckold. So that's kind of brutal, dude. Yeah. Like you're already banging
when
his wife.
You
calm down.
Wish upon a cuckold.
Anyway, Psalms 109. That's all anyone needs to know.
Yeah.
Pray for. By the way, if you see a bumper sticker that says "Pray for Trump," Psalms 109.
Yeah,
that's it.
That's what it is.
Yes. Yeah. May his days be few.
Yeah.
May his children be fatherless and penniless.
Well, if we are to believe The Simpsons,
August. No, when was it? When
September?
September.
September.
That's right. Well, I mean, his ankles are saying yes.
Well,
so explain the symptoms.
Yeah.
Explain the
his
symptoms.
His ankles
thing.
Are screaming. Yeah.
The Simpsons have made a bunch of predictions about all kinds of things.
Yeah.
In their 30 odd years of existence.
Yeah.
And a lot of their things come true.
Right.
They'll say, "Oh, this is going to happen."
Right.
And that was 25 years ago, and now it's like, oh crap.
When did they write that episode? Do we know?
Long time ago.
Okay, it's an old one?
It's an old one, yeah.
I don't remember it. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, because
their derision of Trump is long and studied, right?
Yeah,
like, it's well known because he's been a douchebag his entire life.
Yeah.
That's why he keeps protecting pedophiles.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, he had some over to the White House this week.
Cute.
He did.
Yeah.
Lawrence Taylor.
He's a douchebag. It's not his fault. It's Donald Trump's fault.
Right. Right. Yeah.
It's that other guy, Donald Trump.
Yeah, Donald Trump didn't do it. Donald Trump's fault.
So,
he didn't do it.
So Donald this week, going even beyond the Scotland thing, he had a bunch of folks over to the White House to tout the new kids' health He's bringing back the presidential
fitness test.
Yeah.
And a lot of complimentary apple flavored jewels.
But remember, you know,
if you pass.
Hey, right. I grew up in the era where, I mean, it started out,
I did it too.
In 66 is when it started, yeah. And then it went all the way through until the 80s, and then it went away.
No, it didn't.
No, until the 90s for you. But it finally went away.
Obama got rid of it.
Yeah. Okay, I was going to say, because I definitely
did. And by the way, wonder why he's bringing it back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Obama should have like said no health care for Americans.
It's got to be a shin splints filter, right? We got to weed out the leaders. Well,
so bragging rights here, I actually got my gold medal or whatever it is from the President's Physical Fitness Award.
Nice.
But at the time, I was in junior high and I hadn't like really entered puberty yet, so I was very strong and very light,
limber,
yeah. And I could
limber Canadian.
Do all those things, and so yeah.
And then
it was
the next
easy.
Year, you couldn't.
No, yeah, one year.
Yeah, I remember the weirdest like puberty analogy ever. But like for a long time, I was pretty good at basketball, and then like I puberty hit, and then I started playing football, so I was weightlifting, and then I couldn't shoot a basketball to save my life. It was just everywhere. I had no control.
Oh, maybe that's why I couldn't shoot a basketball to save my life is
or you're white.
Yeah. I did cycling. I don't know.
I played basketball all through junior high school and high school, so I don't know.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah. It was a casual pickup thing for
but
me.
I was a short guy.
At it, and then it wasn't okay. Yeah.
Well, I went to an all-black junior high school.
I played Frisbee and cycled.
Yeah. That's right. You were in California. Yeah.
No, I was hippie. In Iowa.
Same thing.
Frisbee.
Yeah, hippies. Yeah. Yeah.
It was a university town.
Those famous Iowa hippies.
It was a university town.
Remember, he grew up in a university town.
Were you given a complimentary hacky sack when you were born?
No, but when I was turned 12.
Yeah.
Ah. Oh. Okay. It's a coming of age. Yeah. The coming of age.
You're a man now.
Hey, look.
This is my father's hacky sack and his father's before him.
Hey, look. The Canadian sack dropped.
Hey.
Good old sack drop.
It's the Iowanian version of a bar mitzvah, right?
Yeah. Yep. That's when it happens. But so he's giving this speech about how kids are overweight and fat and they're playing video games and they need to get out of their parents' basements and
off Medicaid.
Was this Trump or RFK Jr.?
Trump.
Oh, okay.
Oh no, RFK Jr. wasn't even in the dais.
Oh wow.
No, remember, it's the presidential.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it sounds like
challenge.
RFK wrote it.
I don't think the president.
I don't think he knows what it is,
no.
And so he's just mumbling stuff.
He was reading
the teleprompter.
No, it was also he didn't even talk about fitness in the entire thing. Yeah. He just went all over the place.
This is famously a man who doesn't work out because he believes that exercise takes your energy. Energy is a finite resource.
Yeah.
Well, you can't get more of it. You only have what you have.
Right.
and apparently you can't. Drink the blood of children anymore.
Well,
so
he also
that's
eats McDonald's
picture.
Every day, which there's no correlation between the two at all.
Of not having energy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so he had on this dais, he had a bunch of people, including some wrestlers and and Lawrence Taylor, the football player who has rape allegations.
LT, that Lawrence Taylor? LT?
Yeah.
And Triple H,
who also has rape allegations against him.
Fat old white dude, right?
By the way,
didn't he spit a bunch of water all over the house?
He went outside, spit a bunch of water outside to the, you know, to the mm-hmm. press and mm-hmm. did his whole spiel in a suit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like all of this, it's all garbage. It's all terrible.
Well, remember,
if this is the presidential fitness test, he should have to pass it first.
Yeah. Well, but right? they also are trying to regulate what people can be paid in college football because they don't like all this chaos with the transfer portal and kids making how much money they want.
The SEC schools are just going to leave the NCAA.
Yeah.
That's what will happen.
Well, the thing is,
all of the conferences will leave the NCAA.
Not all of them can afford it, but the Big Ten and the SEC definitely can.
But here's the thing. The Supreme Court has said that the students are not required to stick with their program.
Right.
Right.
So they can transfer whenever they want.
Absolutely.
For whatever money they want.
That's the reason for the NIL stuff.
Yeah. Right. And so the NCAA is just kind of like, well, okay, do it this way. And they don't care.
Not to get too far into the college football conversation, but 10 years ago, the NCAA had a chance to fix this.
Oh, yeah.
And they didn't.
Oh, yeah.
So now they're irrelevant.
They're like oil companies.
30 days till opening day. 30 days.
They're like oil companies. 30 years ago, they had a chance to fix it. And they're like, there's money to be made. Well, there's money to be made. Fixing it too,
right? Right. No. If you fix it, you'll keep making money.
Yeah.
If you don't fix it, you'll stop existing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Anyway,
but he doesn't like the fact that he can't profit from it.
Yeah,
that's the only reason he doesn't want anybody.
Before we go too far,
money,
I had a bit of an insight into how Donald Trump is doing everything he does in terms of like public spectacle. Right, he treats every moment he's in the public eye like a pay per view event.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Oh,
yeah. Right, yeah. And like, and that's what it is. That's why everything he does looks so cheap and cheesy.
Sunday.
Right. You, for on Stars only, pay per view, right? Like, that's why he's getting all of these. Because first off, he's a big friends with Vince McMahon, who's a monster.
Yeah,
And that's sexual why he's got all these WWE, these all old
of, by
WWE
the way,
guys.
All of his friends are sexual predators.
Yes,
all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that he stands next to, if there hasn't been an allegation, it's because they've just paid everybody off.
A lot of predators hunt packs.
Right? Yeah,
huh?
Predators hunting packs.
Yeah, listen, neurodivergence find neurodivergence. Pedophiles find other pedophiles. Right. This is just how it works.
Yeah, sexual assault.
The world, like a
geniuses
life.
Find other geniuses. I mean,
this show.
That's
exists.
How this room works.
Yeah, that's right.
I thought we were the autism one.
No.
Correlation is strong.
autism gets stronger as you go across the room, I think.
Hey, comrade, tell us about the Twin Towers.
Touch of the Sisters.
All right.
Wait, what?
The two towers.
Oh, the two towers.
Yeah,
you said the Twin Towers.
The Twin Towers.
I was like, whoa. Yeah. I was nine.
Yeah.
I was 10. Whatever.
Whatever. Oh, see, no. Go ahead. Continue on.
There it is.
Yeah, continue on.
No, I can tell you about that day. That day was weird because I got sent home early from school, and I had like a latchkey kid moment.
Yeah.
Because I got home from school and nobody was home because my mom was out doing something, and I was like, I don't know what's going on. So I turned the news on. I was like, I don't know what any of this is. So I read a book.
Yeah.
So I remember that day. We flew back from England, the family, on September 10th.
Midnight.
Wow.
Everybody went to bed, and I got the kids up to go to school the next day. And I went back.
Monster.
Yeah, exactly.
You fly from England. You wake the kids up and send them to school the next day. That's monster.
Well, they slept on the plane. They were
fine.
Yeah,
be fine. They're seven.
They're 10, what, 5 and 6 or 4, something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They'll
bounce back.
Went back to sleep, woke up, and, you know, the ex-wife is not the ex-wife at the time, but she's asleep on the couch, and there's this TV on. And there's one of the towers is on fire, and then a plane goes boom into the other one. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Mm-hmm.
And we made the decision to leave our kids at school.
Interesting.
Because we didn't want them to see the catastrophe unfolding.
Definitely. Yep.
And they kind of hate us for it to this day. All the other kids went home, and we were stuck in school by ourselves.
What? So people at school stayed there because there were kids there? Is that how that works? Okay, because my understanding was, like, in my school, we weren't given the choice. They just sent everyone home.
No, I think they sent some people home, but the kids that stayed were put together in the auditorium told to read a book.
Recess, everybody.
Yeah.
Stay inside.
And they're like, everybody else got to go home, and we're like, no, you didn't want to see this. We weren't in any
mood
to talk about it.
Home.
Yeah. So
anyway,
I didn't see my wife and infant daughter for almost 2 months.
Yeah.
Damn, really? Yeah, are they still somewhere?
She was in Texas with
friend. You can't travel.
Imagine a day later.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We'd have been stuck for weeks.
Yeah.
You were in Nova Scotia is where you've been.
Nova Scotia for weeks. Yeah.
They would have left you in Nova Scotia for weeks. Yep.
Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah. But the problem with this president is these stupid things that he's putting out there.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Every single chance he gets.
It's he's worried more about putting on a really good show for the next 30 seconds.
I guarantee
than
you.
Than he is about anything else.
And I guarantee you, the only reason he undid this presidential fitness challenge.
Oh, he undid it?
Well, he undid it from Obama having rescinded it.
Oh, I see.
Because, again, you know how many kids... I just saw this on Reddit. How many kids are filing waivers against immunization to go to school right now?
I'm guessing at least
30%. Going to colleges, and parents giving advice on Reddit about going to school. I saw in just responses to one for the local college, there were thousands of upvotes and comments. Because someone had posted, here's how you fill out the form to get out of the vaccination requirements.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. I mean,
Dude, look. There's a lot of reasons why the thespian and I will not have children.
Yeah.
There's a lot of reasons, but probably one of the biggest is I would not want to raise a child in this country right now. Like for the next 20 years, this country is going to be a shit pile. The damage being done by Donald Trump in literally 4.5 years, right? Because we had one term, and then Biden did what he did to try to undo it, but there's only so much you can do to fix it. And more damage is being done now. We're only 6 months in.
Yeah, this is month seven.
It's the inshittification of the United States.
Yeah,
America. It's only going
to
get worse.
The damage, if it can be undone, will take generations to fix.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Right? And frankly, I don't have enough faith in the education system. I don't have enough faith in public safety. I don't have enough faith in public empathy to want to bring children into this world. It's a nightmare. And if we lived in Europe, it might be a different story, but here, no.
And right now, COVID is running rampant in this country.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
And we have these people who are like, well, you know, I want to make sure if I'm going to a large area with all kinds of people in dense populations, I want to make sure that you can't stop me from coming to classes because I didn't get a vaccine.
Okay. Hey, that's fine. I can't stop you from getting a vaccine. You can't stop me from punching you in the face repeatedly.
I can't, my personal favorite is people walk into the room, they're sick, and they're like, oh no, I'm fine. Get out. Just go.
It's allergies. I don't care. Get out.
No, I don't care.
Get out.
Yeah. Well, what about my grade? I'm not going to count you absent.
Figure it out.
I'm not going to count you absent. Get out.
Get a mask and go out.
Yeah. Go home.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not wearing a mask. What are you?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, good.
Stupid.
Leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What am I?
You don't want to be an ICE agent?
Yeah, exactly. By the way, I want to point out just this is another one of those really fun parts that I heard this week.
Okay.
They are, let's say you want to be an ICE agent, and let's say you have school debt.
Are they waiving?
They are waiving student loans for ICE agents.
So what I want to know is, what is the minimum service term to get these benefits?
Yeah.
I want to know
seriously.
What they majored in. I mean,
domestic violence.
Yeah.
so they went on to become cops.
That was a minor.
Oh, okay.
The major was like lesbian basket
racism.
Weaving. And no.
I majored in racism.
I majored in racism and I minored in domestic violence.
Domestic violence minor.
Perfect for
leave it to the revolutionary for, calling domestic violence a minor.
Yeah.
Trust me, in this administration, everything deals with minors.
Look, at this point, what you learned growing up can be called a minor. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway,
the Onion paper, which I forgot to bring because it was pretty funny, had an article that was the DHS admits that the ICE agents wear a mask because they have no face.
Excellent. Wasn't there a Doctor Who episode like that where people didn't have faces?
Yeah,
no,
sure.
The kids without faces. Gas masks in
World War II. But the problem is that like places like California now are passing legislation saying, okay, well, if you're if you're any form of law enforcement, you're not allowed to wear a mask.
Cannot wear a mask. You have to have
badge, identifying documents, all of those things.
There was
what are people in California saying? Which I have heard and what they are posting on their social media.
Okay,
take a guess.
I don't know.
Oh, now they want people. Now they don't want people to wear masks.
They were
putting people in jail five years ago.
Wait, when you said people, you meant idiots. Disingenuous idiots trying to make
salt of the earth.
They're talking about the government. No, the people I'm talking about are talking about the government.
Yeah, of
the government. Government doesn't
want to. But they're disingenuous because the two are not the same.
No, and so I called someone out.
Now you don't want robbers to wear masks. You were telling us to wear masks a while ago.
But Canadian, that was their defense when I called them on this is an argument that you're making that is a false equivalency.
Yeah, of course.
Having people who are kidnapping people and doing harm to people in masks is very different than telling someone under a public health problem to wear a mask.
Yeah.
And what was their answer? Well, so you would just let robbers wear masks then while they rob us?
Can I do everyone who sees these arguments online a good bit of emotional labor savings. Okay, if you see people make these posts, you have two choices.
Yeah.
One, block their ass.
Yeah.
Two, call them an idiot, then block their ass.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. Don't argue with them. They're not there to learn. They're not there to grow or get better. They're just dumbasses.
And if you're on a better social media platform than X, you can also block them from replying to your stuff, and nobody can ever see what they say to you.
Right.
Yeah.
So you can just like erase them entirely.
No, seriously. So I'm very happy. The best thing I've ever started doing is blocking people on social media.
So I'm very happy to say I've blocked so many people out of my social media. Yeah. It's not even funny. But this one individual did write back, and they said, "You know what? I agree with you. It's just that they're such hypocrites doing this stuff." And I went, and they said, I'm not gonna post anything, and they took down the post.
Oh, okay.
And they said, I'm not gonna post like this again. And you know what? I care. You were right, and I care about your friendship. And it's like, oh, there you go.
People willing to make.
Well, they're also half Mexican descent, and so. Yeah.
Oh, are they one of those? This California. Isn't what I voted for people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, now they are.
So.
Yeah.
So people who are making that, well, you don't want robbers to wear masks now, are just making a point to win an argument.
Yeah.
They don't actually believe in any of that shit. No, they're just trying to get one on you.
That's my point.
They're willing to sell their integrity to get one on you. They're weak, weak, minimal people.
Right, and that's my point. The only effort, the only emotional labor these people are worth from you is the comment, you're a dumbass.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
You don't have to justify. You don't have to rationalize. You don't have to explain.
Yep.
If they want to know, if they want to learn better, they've had decades of internet access to know better, and they've chosen not to. That one moment on Facebook isn't going to be the moment they change their mind.
Yeah.
I hate to break it to you.
No.
It ain't going to be it.
No.
The only way forward for this nation in the short term is hardcore extreme leftism.
Yeah.
And like, we're not compromising. We're not meeting in the middle. We're not trying to win centrists. Centrists are just right wingers who are not willing to admit it. Okay. If you look at what's happening right now as a centrist and you go, yep, seems right. You're not a centrist. You're a fascist.
Yeah.
Get over it.
Yep.
If you look at what's going on right now as a person who is politically agnostic, get off your high fucking horse. Go vote.
Oh, hold on. No. You're also a fascist.
You're an enabler, which argument could be made.
If you're in a room with nine fascists and you do nothing, you're a fascist.
This is a person who doesn't enter the room, doesn't go in the room, doesn't go on the forums, doesn't care.
They're the guy in the basement playing video games.
Right, exactly. And I was saying this before we got on mic. American centrists are just people who can afford to be aloof of the consequences.
Yeah.
Right? That's all it is. Usually it's a well-to-do middle-class white person.
Yeah.
If that's who you are and you feel called out, good. If that's not who you are and you're getting mad about what I say, get more money, then vote left. but
keep voting against your own self-interest.
What blows my mind is the Republican Party has been doing what they've been doing since Nixon.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This is not new. This is not different. This is not interesting. They're just following the same goddamn playbook, but we keep acting like every 2 years it's a new idea and a new concept and a new argument. No, the only thing that's different is the Democrats keep going more and more right to try to meet the center. We don't want that. Look at Zoran Mamdani's campaign for mayor of New York right now. The man is just going hardcore leftist populist, and he's crushing it.
Yeah.
He's crushing it.
And the establishment is like,
they're freaking out. They are panicking. Cuomo's decided to just run as an independent because he lost.
Yeah.
So he's going to lose even harder now.
Yeah.
And then you've got mainstream media doing things like, there's a shooting in New York. How's Mamdani going to respond? How's the mayor, Eric Adams, going to fucking respond?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He's already struck out.
He's struck out.
He's going to take a bribe. That's what he's going to do.
Yeah, he'll take a bribe, and then he'll call Donald Trump, and then he'll do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But the horrible part about that is that he is the worst. Eric Adams is a horrible mayor.
Terrible.
And
most corrupt.
And in response to the massive corruption, they're like, we want anybody else but someone who is already part of the system who is corrupt.
There's a huge motivation and a huge group of people who are looking for something that is not whatever the establishment is.
Yeah.
They're the people who voted for Donald Trump because he got their grievance. I don't want the establishment. I want somebody to tear it down.
That's the 2015 Donald Trump.
2015. Yeah. 2015. And to now it's the people who are progressive who are seeing their party just kind of like go, oh, I don't know. I'm going to work with these guys. These guys are fascists. You are fascist now. So you've got to – they want people who are doing something different.
Now, Mamdani's really interesting because what got Biden elected in 2020 was anyone but Donald Trump, right? We were very okay with the establishment. We were very okay with old white dude. It didn't matter.
Anyone else from there.
Stabilize this mess, and then we'll go from there. And then the Democrats tried the more – progressive appearing candidate with Harris, who was not a progressive. She's a conservative.
Yeah.
They tried her and they failed because they tried to appeal to centrists.
Or did they?
No. They tried to appeal to centrists because I have a Glock. She got the Cheneys on her side. They got all the endorsements of the old hat Republicans, which all the leftists were going, well, what? Yeah. What are we doing?
Yeah.
What the hell's going on?
But I have to think.
And she still won.
Well, I think she lost because of misogyny.
No, she only lost because she conceded. She actually won the vote.
Yeah. If she would have waited, it would have been fine.
I saw that. Yeah. I want to see more evidence of what that count is than one person's accounting.
So there's a lot of groups.
Internally,
it doesn't change. Again, I will say the statement yet again to say it. Congress certified the election in 2024. Yeah.
No.
And there's nothing that we can do about
that. Well, before that, the most important thing is Kamala Harris conceded.
Yes.
She said, that's fine. I lost.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. That's all it is. She said, I don't want to fight this anymore. That's enough.
Yeah.
And that's all you need.
But the reason that was that way is because of misogyny.
Yeah.
Yes. The reason
the vote was the way it was is misogyny.
There's no denying that racism and misogyny are why the vote was anywhere near as close as it was.
Big time.
Right. But that said, I genuinely believe that because if we think back to the beginning of the campaign, the energy, the hope, the passion
was
because they weren't trying to cater to centrists. Yeah. They said, we're going to make a left-leaning, a left-looking message. And Walz was brilliant about that.
Yeah. Yep.
He spoke plain common sense to the left, and everyone fell head over heels for the man.
But Harris was not comfortable as a leftist.
She's not a leftist.
Yeah,
right.
She's a centrist.
And the DNC is not left.
Yeah.
And with Walz, when they were on the VP the VP debate, the reason he didn't perform well...
He's not a debater.
It's not even that. It's that they put him...
And we all know J.D. Vance is a master debater.
In that... only with couches.
Did they give him a wicker chair for the debate?
Yeah, I think so. In that centrist role. They were trying to put him in that centrist role, and he is not a centrist.
No.
And so when he went to answer questions, he had to sit there and like...
Waffle on it.
Yeah. What does the DNC want me to say?
What do they want me to say because I'm only the vice presidential candidate, not the presidential
candidate? The Republicans
candidate.
Are weird thing was
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
That was an off-the-cuff comment in a news interview on CNN. He just said, yeah, they're weird.
And by the way, they're still very weird.
Yeah.
Everything they do is weird.
It was the most beautifully succinct way to describe the right in America is that it's weird.
Yeah.
And what happened is the DNC strategists got their hands on him and they said, you need to speak this way and say these things and do those things. And when the DNC got involved in the campaign, it fell apart.
Yeah.
They lost all the momentum.
No, I am not going to disagree that the DNC destroyed the campaign.
Absolutely.
I still don't think she would have won because people don't want to vote.
That's because Donald Trump only beats women.
But literally, there are whole swaths of groups of people who will not vote for women. And it's not that they're going to vote for Donald Trump.
Right.
They're just like, remember,
the biggest winner in the election of 2024 was attrition.
Yeah.
There was a massive number of people that the margin of victory
10 million votes didn't happen.
Just didn't happen. They didn't vote. Yeah. So
in this vein, here's an interesting question. One second. I got to remember how to spell his damn name because it's an impossible last name to spell. Pete Buttigieg.
I love Pete.
Recently did an interview.
Yep.
Where somebody asked him about trans people in sports.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And he gave a kind of middling, waffling answer. Not a great answer, frankly. There's been a lot of backlash from this on the left.
So I think, right?
I would call it a bit of a purity test, which I'm not a huge fan of.
I hate it. I hate all that stuff.
But go ahead.
If you are a trans woman and you have a male genitalia, but it cannot get hard, then you're okay. No, what that means is you've completed your hormone therapy. You are not in the middle of transitioning in your hormones because that's one of those things that happens.
So I've
been told.
The one argument that I saw that kind of swayed me on this is if you get asked, should trans people be allowed to participate in the sports of the gender they identify with?
Yeah.
The answer is simple. Yes.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
There's no waffling. There's no... You know, whatever.
My comment was mostly trying to be humorous.
But I think the better answer, especially if you're a person setting yourself up for running for a campaign on a left ticket, right, is that's such a dog whistle.
Yeah. It is.
That let's talk about the reality of the situation. Non-binary people are less than 2% of the population. Actual trans people are less than 0.8% of the population. Yeah. There are 10 trans athletes in the NCAA total.
Yeah.
This isn't a problem. Now, there may be some people who genuinely worry about the fairness of sport, and that's a separate issue. But when it comes to trans people and their inclusion in the sport of the gender they identify with, the answer is yes.
You are looking at such an edge case.
Exactly. Yeah.
That why are we even talking about that edge case?
It shouldn't
be
a question.
That the level of hatred and bile that is spit by the right about something that literally you could go. Well, I can't, but you could go.
I could go. Yeah.
Yeah. You could go for years without ever interacting with a person that was trans.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
And if you did interact with them.
But I got a fringe.
Hold on. And if you did interact with them, you probably wouldn't know. No. You probably wouldn't know.
There's definitely been people I haven't clocked, and there's been a couple of people that I have, but that's okay.
Yeah.
The answer, look, let's be real. This is not a problem.
It's not.
It's never been a problem. This was just a way for the right to make this debate about the existence and the rights of human beings somehow a binary.
And to destroy the ability and to change the conversation so that they don't have to talk about the hard things.
Bingo. Yep.
The hard things like healthcare.
Human rights.
Human rights.
That's it.
Healthcare, human rights, genocide. You name the topic.
Eugenics. Yeah.
The minute that you say, well, but if we give medical care to everybody, trans people are going to get reassignment surgery. And do you want to pay for some tranny's reassignment surgery?
Yes.
And it's like, I'm sorry, how many people are we talking about in a year?
Yeah.
Are we talking about two people a year?
Hang on. So if there's
thousands, it's
the whole thing.
Let's say there's half a billion people in the U.S. Okay, 500 million people, because we don't know what the numbers are, but whatever. Well, the census is always undershooting because there's people under
340 million.
Yeah, 500 million. We call it 500 million.
Sure,
it's easier math.
1% of that is 5 million people.
Sure.
Okay. Not all of them are going to want surgery.
No.
Not all of them want full everything. Some of them just want hormone treatment. Right. Yeah. And even if every single one of them did, and it costs, because it's America, let's say $50,000 out the door for every single one of them, okay? $500 million?
Yeah.
It's $500 million.
Yeah.
How much can you buy
two ballrooms for that.
No. What's the size of the budget we just cut for ICE this year?
Yeah. $160 billion. Right. $170 billion.
Oh no, I gotcha. It's half of the cost of the president's Qatari plane being fixed.
There you go. Yeah. And that's every trans person in the U.S. who is alive getting full everything cosmetic. We're going to make you a gorgeous model.
And that's
the door,
a number
right?
that is inflated because your number is 40% higher.
I'm calling $50,000 out the door for everything, which is
crazy. I'm talking about your number of trans people.
Number of trans, 1%. Yeah. It's less than that.
It's,
right?
less, it's way less than that. Yeah.
So but that's my point. My point is it's not about the money.
No.
It's not about the health care. My extremist argument in the alternative is, okay, you have a problem with trans people? Fine. Here's the deal. Every kid gets puberty blockers until they're 18.
Yeah.
All of them. Every single one of them. Every kid until they're a legal adult is no gender.
Yeah.
Then they get to pick.
Yep.
Because, by the way, puberty blockers cause no harm. Yeah. You stop taking them, you go through puberty, yep. you just do it later. Yeah. And honestly, it's probably better for everybody. Yeah. Puberty at 12 is a nightmare. Puberty yeah. at 20 is probably fine.
And actually puberty at 16, when everybody else has already been through it, is a nightmare as well.
So, yeah, exactly. Yeah, right.
Maybe everybody gets puberty blockers till 16, and all go through it together.
No. Legal adult, 18. Yeah. Now the argument of, well, they're mutilating 10-year-olds, which is bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. It never happened.
It's never happened. It yeah. never will. Surgery doesn't happen on minors.
Right. The answer to that is the same thing that they said about, the cat box. In right. classrooms.
The other thing
that's for mass shootings. That's not yeah. for the kids who are
but that's the same thing.
Cats.
But it's all the same thing. Yeah.
The other thing to keep in mind is whenever they talk about cost, it is a disingenuous argument.
Of course. Yep. Because, it's another dog whistle.
Because America can't afford to do it.
Yeah. We can afford to do literally anything.
We can yeah. do all of it. We
spend
just
$1 trillion a year
to.
On carrier groups and aircraft.
Yeah.
Like,
we just don't want
that. We don't use.
Dude, if you've ever been to.
Well, until now, where he's sending him to Russia.
A sporting event.
Yep.
Or an air show.
Yep.
That's your tax dollars being spent on military aircraft doing demonstrations.
Right. Every time there's a flyover, I get angry.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are they doing? You know how much money that just cost?
Money. Yeah.
You know how much money that just cost?
They do a B-2 flyover?
Oh.
That's like...
Millions.
Yeah.
Millions.
Yeah, literally millions. The operating cost is something like $50,000 a minute.
Yeah.
Right?
Millions.
It's insane.
Plus the training of the pilots.
Right.
The number of... The clearing of the airspace.
Like 10 of them?
The clearing of the airspace, everything that you have to do to make that simple flyover happen. Every time it happens, and every time I see it, I'm like, why am I paying for that?
This is why our DOD budget is so big.
Why don't we have public transportation? There it is.
Yep.
Why don't we have healthcare?
There goes there my healthcare. Is. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's the same thing. Like right now, the dear leader wants to put in a ballroom. He right. doesn't feel he has enough ballroom at the White House right now.
He should buy Duluth pants.
Yes.
Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor.
Yeah. What a great sponsor that would be, though, right exactly. now.
I think it's actually going to be called the Duluth Ballroom.
Yeah.
Or the, what is it? What's
that athleisure wear brand?
Which one?
The yoga pants brand.
Lululemon.
The ABC pants.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anti-ball crusher pants.
Anti-ball crusher, yeah. Lululemon.
The Lululemon
ballroom.
The White House Golden Ballroom is sponsored by Lululemon.
Yeah. The answer to the question is, hey, how much will it cost to put in this ballroom that is completely and thoroughly unnecessary? $200 million. That's the number
I thought the answer
that was quoted.
Was too much.
Yeah, the answer is $200 million. Do you know how much they cut out for SNAP benefits?
What is it, $200 million? So how big is this new ballroom supposed to be?
90,000 square feet.
How many square feet is the White House?
Smaller than 90,000 square feet.
It's 55,000.
Yeah.
So he wants to build a ballroom twice the size
and
of
if
the
you,
White House.
And
it's because his balls can't fit in the White House.
No, yeah, his balls can't fit. If you have seen the artist's representation.
Have you seen big balls? You can't get in the White House.
Right.
That's if you have seen the artist's rendition.
That wheelbarrow doesn't fit through the door.
of this garish piece of garbage that he wants to build with gilding everywhere and spending.
Terrible.
And it's going to take more than just his term to get this built. So that also says he doesn't plan on leaving.
No. Have you seen...
The only way he's going out of this White House is tits up.
Of Joe Biden's Oval Office and Trump's Oval Office.
Oh, so
it's disgusting.
So they just went to Home Depot, bought some filigree and spray painted it.
Yeah, I was like, it's literally gold. Rattle can gold.
Yeah, it's rattle can gold. Yeah,
it's not,
and it's gaudy as garbage. It's terrible.
Terrible.
It's all terrible.
It's the Gilded Age.
It's what a poor person thinks a rich person's house looks like.
Yeah.
It's not what a rich person's house. An actual rich person's house is just the White House.
Unless you're Trump. Unless you're Donald John Trump.
Right.
And then he has this. I don't know where he got this idea that you have to have gold-plated toilets and gold-plated this.
I do.
And
I can tell you. I can tell you exactly what it is. It's because poor people who look at it go, wow.
It's also because he doesn't understand taste. He doesn't understand decor.
Right.
He doesn't understand.
No, that's my
all
point.
He knows
it's gold plated. I'm good.
Kings had everything in gold, right?
But they didn't.
They had it in beautiful carved mahogany and wood paneling and like elaborate stitching.
But they also had gold.
In some places, sure.
Yeah.
But The Vatican isn't carved in gold. Have you been to the Vatican?
No. Well, the basement is, though.
Well,
the basement is nothing but bars.
Right.
But
of
I,
gold.
But yeah. I have been through the
Palace
the,
of Versailles.
No,
Palace I've been of Versace. Through that,
but the one in where Miami. The where the Royals of England are. What's the
Buckingham Palace?
Buckingham Palace. And there's a shit ton of furniture plated in gold in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But and how good does that look?
It looks terrible.
Right.
Yeah. But if you like walk through there and say, well, this is what King's
so,
got.
So interestingly, we're going to, again, we just don't want to talk about what's happened this week.
No.
I follow a really cool YouTube channel called Baumgartner Restoration. And the guy is an art restorer. He specializes in painting restoration. It's a very cool channel to watch. Great to fall asleep to. He's very soothing.
His name was Baumgartner?
Baumgartner.
Oh, yeah.
He's based in Chicago. The dude's actually incredible. He's like a jack of all trades kind of guy, but his art history knowledge is brilliant. Anyway, he's done some really cool gilt frames for art. But he understands that it's not about the frame.
Yeah.
The frame is there to highlight the art. So there's a way to leaf something and then shellac the gold so it actually looks less bright.
Right.
And it's gorgeous because it uses the subtlety and the way gold plays with light in a genuinely beautiful way that requires taste and knowledge and understanding of what the point of it is, right? Well, unlike Donald Trump, who uses like pure yellow gold leaf, maybe. I wouldn't be surprised if it was just like a copper alloy.
It's the gilted age. You know, he's 34 convictions will do that to you.
What 34 convictions does to a motherfucker?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, 100% true. And on that bombshell, should we?
Yeah, it's that
let's,
time.
Let's
I'm
do
a,
that.
I'm out of beer.
We'll be back after this.
You are listening to One Man Revolution with your host, the Revolutionary.
And
the Comrade.
And
the Canadian.
And the Peanut Gallery is getting a beverage out of the refrigerator.
She'll join us
and
shortly.
And then she'll be on the floor. Oh, man. All right.
All right.
Let's open this up.
I splooged myself.
It's so excited to see you.
I know.
I'll pick that up later.
It was.
Don't step on it. Hey, I didn't do it this time.
Yeah. I have my my DC-6 genuine skin of the Monkees airplane.
Oh.
That's where the Monkees are.
No fun.
Genuine Monkees skin.
Yep.
Mm.
Yeah, I had that one. It's the actual skin off of their DC-6.
Is that how they died?
No.
No.
No. No. They're all still alive.
Are they?
Some of them are dead.
Mickey Dolenz and Mike Nesbitt are both still alive.
Okay, cool. I feel like that's a thing somebody would do. Like the plane crashed and they all died, and here's the plane.
Yeah. No plane tags. They made them out of that one. It's really
cool. Well, I mean, you can buy like Ukrainian medals out of like Russian tank armor.
Yeah.
I'm very tempted.
Yeah.
So I have a piece of my dad's plane.
Nice. Is there a joke in there?
Go ahead.
So my dad was a backseat in the 1953 or 2 or 3 of a fighter jet, F-89?
F-89.
Yeah, one of the early Korean war jets.
Okay.
And it's a single engine, you know, in the center, double seater.
Ooh, cool.
And he took off and the engine went out, and then they went down.
Huh.
And there's a picture of the crash site. And the plane has like really skinny wings.
Yeah.
And it literally cut the tops off the trees in this nice ramp as it went down into a crash.
Yeah.
And it didn't blow up or anything until it hit the ground. Just belly landed, but it did eventually catch fire and he had some burns and stuff. But then he survived.
Yeah.
He and the pilot both broke the same vertebrae.
Wow.
In there.
So that's a design flaw in the seat.
Yeah.
It sounds like a seat problem. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, me, unfortunately, I think I chose poorly. I have a 90-minute...
I think you chose well.
...India Pale Ale from Dogfish Head.
Yeah.
And
we don't have to deal with it later.
And I'm drinking to be someone else's problem at this point. Remember...
What a great way to live.
Why is it always me?
It's the way...
Because y'all host.
I take care of you when you have issues, so... Now
I
it's your...
never had
it's your
issue.
Turn.
She never has issues. I
have lady times.
I was trying to find an innuendo when you beat me to it. So let's see.
So I'm going off the Mortal Bloom combo. I've just got the standard hazy, which I've had before. It's absolutely lovely.
Yeah.
That's citrusy. A lovely beer. And tropical notes. It's just a great juicy
IPA. This is three times what that 30-minute is.
And yeah, weird. I am averaging.
Yes.
So I'm drinking an athletic of 0.5%. So average, it's 6.5.
It's the Aston Martin Signet of the beer of the beer at the table.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you drinking on?
What
the floor
do you have
there?
On the floor there?
It's a
30-minute.
Say three times drinking great. What she is. Yeah.
We got 90-minute. A regular 30-minute and zero.
Yeah.
So yeah, was it 9%?
We covered
right?
around the horn.
9.630. Nailed it. Yeah.
This is team diversity here. Yeah. Just look at us.
Yeah.
Hey, that's against the law.
Hey, Ron DeSantis would have something to say about
this
that.
This room is about as diverse as Ron DeSantis would want it.
Well, one of us in this room would end up in a.
Well, she's on the floor where she belongs.
Yeah, right. You're right. Yeah. For so many reasons.
Speaking of Ron DeSantis,
didn't he say that he would like. Terry Bolum, Bowler, Bolden,
what?
Whatever his name is.
Whatever his name.
Bowden?
No,
the HH guy.
Yeah, the guy who went by another name who died last week.
Oh,
Terry Bolin.
Yeah, the 88 guy.
Yeah. HH, you know, it's
88.
Yeah, 88. Yeah. He
did no one else put that one together?
Yeah, everyone's put that together.
Good.
Yeah, the racist rapist who did you know
who,
that
who
today
who was celebrating in front of political prisoners.
In the Everglades detention center the week before he died.
Yeah.
I just want to point out
bye.
I just want to point Hey, goodbye. By the way, Jesse the Body Ventura, the former governor.
He's a real one.
Yeah, the former governor of Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Yes. Minnesota.
Yes. He's a little crazy, but he's a real one.
He's insane. He's a crazy guy. They interviewed him, asked him about Terry's death. Who, by the way, the reason the Governor DeSantis was all happy is that Terry was a great citizen and native of Tampa Bay.
Yes, he was.
And he was a great representative of Tampa Bay.
That
he
says
brought,
a lot.
He brought thunder. What was it?
Thunder and lightning.
No. What was the name of that show, Peanut?
The fuck if I know.
Thunder in Paradise.
Yeah.
When
is that the name of his reality
that was,
show?
No, that was a television show of he was a
back when the Hulk
detective.
Was popular.
He was a detective, and he rode around it was like a Magnum PI kind of show. God. Ran for like a season and a half or two.
It got more than a season.
Yeah. Well,
how did it get past the pilot?
Because it was right here in Orlando. It was filmed here in Orlando. Back when this was probably cocaine. I would agree. Yeah, I would. Yeah. Cocaine and steroids. That's how it works.
It was the 80s. The answer was always cocaine.
Yeah. Juicy Coke?
Yeah. Yeah. But he was, and so, you know, and according to our glorious governor, you know, he brought, Hollywood to Florida when Florida was not. And by the way, the reason Hollywood was not in Florida is because of Rick Scott and other Republican governors over the past 20 years who have removed.
Jeb Bush.
Yeah, who have removed the ability for, you know, and
is it Bush, Scott, DeSantis? Is that the order?
Or well, Charlie Crist was in there, too.
Crist, that's right.
But Charlie Crist, who was...
He's a rhino.
Well, he was a Republican.
Yeah.
And then he ran as a Democrat. Yeah. So, and that's why he lost. Yeah.
And lost.
Yeah.
Terribly.
And I'm sure he'll run again and lose again.
As an independent next time. Yeah.
Well, who's that one dude who's like, I'm a Republican, but now I'm a Democrat, and I'm going to run for governor? Like,
everybody.
Who's that?
Everybody.
No. He's got a big name in Florida politics.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
I honestly don't care because I won't vote for him. So I'll vote for anybody else.
Vote for him.
But Terry, who he spent all these times in the WWE.
Yep.
He union busted the WWE by Ventura was forming the union.
Jesse Ventura
and he outed Jesse Ventura to Vince McMahon saying, hey, brother, this man's trying to become a union leader. And so Jesse ended up getting railroaded out of the WWE.
I will reference everybody to the Behind the Bastards episodes on Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
Massively enlightening. Yeah. You'll learn a lot about that particular scandal in those episodes. I think it's like a four-parter. It's huge. Yeah.
Well, there's enough from Vince McMahon,
I can't believe that dude's still alive.
I can't believe his wife is the director, is the secretary
but
of
they
education.
They are separated.
I don't care.
Yeah.
They're technically, they're divorced.
Are they divorced now?
They're divorced now. Yeah. But I don't care. I can't believe that this man's wife, mm-hmm. who her only qualification was that she was his wife.
I wonder how many times Vince is on the Epstein list.
I don't know.
Probably many.
He had in-house. He didn't have to worry about it.
But novelties
I don't think
is a key part of excitement.
No, because he had a slave.
Oh yeah, he had the staff. Yeah,
yeah. He had some. No, he had a woman.
I'm aware, but he
slave.
Also had his staff.
Yeah,
that
he ordered.
The man was a monster.
Yeah, he still is.
He's a monster.
He is a monster.
Was and is. Yeah.
He ain't dead yet.
So in my mind, he's dead. I'm shocked that he's still alive.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so today was Terry whatever name's day in Florida.
I was going
to
say,
and the flags were at half staff thanks to our governor.
I saw some flags at half staff yesterday, and I was very confused.
And I've seen people like posting things like, "Well, we lost."
Oh, yesterday's lost half staffs were because democracy.
Well, I was going to say, firstly, can a state governor decry flag code? Like that? Can he make that statement?
Yeah, I think they can.
But that's U.S. flag code.
For state buildings.
No, but there are state buildings, and the state can
so,
download. You
but
know,
but in my mind,
do.
That would be the state flag, not the U.S. flag.
I think he it's ordered, for the state-ordered buildings.
Yeah, ordered
buildings. I know that's happened before where somebody, like an astronaut, has died, and they've lowered the flags in the state.
And don't worry. There was so much backlash, I don't think he'll do it again.
Good.
With anything like this.
When's the next time Terry going to die?
No, that's true.
This implies that DeSantis can learn a lesson.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. You have points there.
No.
Well, he tried to win an election, lost, got humiliated by Trump, and now he's trying to get Trump to pay him $500 million for some tents in the Everglades.
Well, he made a bended knee transaction.
Right.
To try and for pick me.
Yep.
Hey,
big pick me energy.
Senpai.
Notice me.
By $450 million a year.
I'm sorry, DeSantis does not represent weeaboos globally.
Oh,
like, that's an insult to weeaboos everywhere.
Well, you know what? I'm calling it like I see it, sir. I'm sorry. I'm just going to call it like I see it. You know.
Oh God, fascism! It's the fascist senpai.
Yeah. Fascist senpai.
Oh God,
notice me.
Oh God. Anyway, what were you saying?
No. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to ask, is he going to remove the mayor of Orange County?
So here's another problem.
I need the backstory on this because I hadn't heard about this.
Florida passed a law
that
required all local municipalities to assist ICE.
After, this is recent.
Yeah,
this
after
is
after many municipalities were like, hey, we don't have the resources.
Yeah. Okay.
To put our officers on the streets
to
assist ICE.
They need to be doing their
actual
jobs, not just ICE.
We need them to be actually policing our streets, maintaining the peace. Mm-hmm. That's what we need them for. And so those municipalities, like Orlando, mm-hmm. who have two things. We have a mayor of Orlando. We have a mayor of Orange County.
The
mayor of Orange County is black. I want to point this out only because he's the one that is being attacked.
Yeah.
Racist. Okay? So how does Buddy Dyer feel about Orlando PD doing ICE things?
He is also in the same camp. He did not.
You didn't want to do it?
He wasn't doing it.
Okay. No, he didn't want to do it.
So, but we haven't heard anything from the governor about Buddy Dyer.
No.
Okay.
No.
There was from the AG was sort of generally threatening everybody who
for those who don't know, Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer.
Buddy Dyer.
He's been the mayor since, I think, 1040 BC.
Yeah, so 1066, exactly.
He
came over with the Normans.
That was close.
20 years ago, I was in an elevator with Buddy Dyer. Okay?
Jesus.
21 years ago, I was trapped in an elevator with Buddy Dyer. Now, the fun part about that was...
I love how triggered you are every time we mention him.
He was mayor at the time.
Yeah, 20 years ago.
So I just want to point that out.
We need term limits.
Yeah, so term limits on all things, Anytime, and I'm triggered by it mostly because
he's just an asshole.
But
the problem is that the people running against him are like that Irish Mulvaney guy or whatever his name is, who is absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
So Buddy Dyer sucks, but what if we hired a real racist?
Yeah.
Yeah. What if we hired a proficient one?
Or the Irish.
Whatever.
Yeah, or the Irish. Don't worry.
The Irish.
Don't worry. Next.
The Irish.
Don't worry.
Capital T-I.
Not the Irish. We'll take that one and that one.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you can't say that on the air anymore.
Well, according to Eric Cartman, you can say whatever you want.
Yeah. You know.
Well, yeah, I mean, NPR's been canceled, so where are the libs going to cry?
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway.
But, yeah, so the background of this was a lot of municipalities were saying we don't have the money to support ICE in their mission.
Right.
So, therefore, we can't do it, and we're not going to do it because of that until we get support from the state.
Right.
The state passes a law at the state level, and they say, look, you have to do it. And if you don't comply, we're going to come after you. And then instead of coming after Orange County, Orlando and Orange County, Buddy Dyer just said, oh, well, we're just going to have this thing. We're going to use our new DOGE powers. And because
Buddy Dyer said that?
No. Ron DeSantis said.
Okay.
Sorry, Ron DeSantis said. We're going to use our new DOGE powers for Florida DOGE. And we're going to say that you are wasting and defrauding the state government money because you are not assisting ICE
So they're going to trump up a felony.
Yeah.
To remove people.
Correct.
Yeah. Like they're trying to do with Powell right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So again, if you are as an enemy of the state, the enemy of the federal government at this point, all you have to do is say no.
Yeah. Look, no. I'm going to make it really easy. Okay. If Buddy Dyer,
come at me, bro.
We're talking shit. Listen here, bud. I'm helping you out. Val, is it Demings? It's not Val Demings. Val Demings is the sheriff.
It's Demings. Is
Jerry Demings.
Jerry Demings. Okay. So
I love
so,
Jerry. By the way, I want to point out, I love Jerry Demings. And as far as a person who has governed, Buddy Dyer has done well for Orlando. He's a piece of garbage, but he's done well for Orlando.
When you're given a golden egg,
yeah.
Don't break it.
No, he started and broke the egg.
Yeah.
And then he realized, oops. Yeah. And then he governed it better.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, lesson learned. Cool. Whatever. Yeah. Anyway, the point is, both of y'all, listen up. Malicious compliance.
Yeah.
Really simple. You tell the governor, yes, sir, absolutely. We'll do everything we can. And then when it comes to actually doing something,
just send one guy.
Just tell your departments, hey, y'all. Designate one dude for every shift, and like he just goes and takes a look.
Yeah.
And he do the paperwork. One better. Don't even go. Just do the paperwork.
Yeah.
Who cares?
The other aspect of this is they want to store the people they round up in our local prisons,
which, again, at a cost.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
No.
Right.
Well, the answer is, well, we investigated. We found nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or they bring them in, and it's like, what crime are they accused of?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We don't have any room.
We don't have any room.
Room. We're full. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
No room in the inn.
And again, look.
All full up here.
When you air quotes comply, right, you're going to get bad press. There's no way around it. I'm sorry. That's just going to be what it is because it looks bad. There's no way. It can't look bad. But if you never follow through on a level where the governor can bullshit some charges about you, if you never follow through, you'll be fine, and everyone here will be chill about it. Totally cool. I don't live in Orange County. I kind of wish I did.
and the reason why Jerry right now he made a big shift literally today.
Okay,
and he's like, look, yes, we're going to comply with the governor. We're going to do these things.
Yeah,
and I'm assuming it's going to be malicious compliance.
It's got to be.
I'm assuming
it's going to be that because the only reason they were going after him, and I guarantee you the only reason they're going after him is because of the color of his skin and what he's done.
Who's the mayor down there? Do we know anything about that?
They went after Dade, Miami-Dade too. Mm-hmm. But
I'm sure they did, but
and again, what are you going to do when the fascists knock on the door?
Right.
You can do one of two things, like you said.
Yeah.
You can comply.
Yep.
But just don't comply in advance.
Exactly. Force them to call you on it. Yeah. And when they do go, okay, fine. We'll work with it. We'll negotiate some terms. Yeah. And then don't do them.
And the reason why Jerry is doing what he's doing is because we don't have, again, he doesn't want to waste taxpayer dollars filing a bunch of lawsuits against the state, which will win,
Orange
County, but you won't get any money back from.
Orange County's got to be one of the most highly populated.
We're super rich.
But no.
Orange
County's
rich.
Population.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter how much money the county has.
We have two million people in greater Orlando, but that's not the entirety of Orange County.
Orange County's huge.
Yeah.
And then you got Disney tax dollars.
Yeah.
And anyway, the point is not that. The point is the the police department for this county is definitely overworked.
Oh yeah,
definitely overworked.
Oh yeah,
turn on the local news once for about an hour every other month, and it's depressing enough. They've got more than enough on their plate. They don't need to be worrying about kidnapping citizens
and storing them
right somewhere.
Yeah,
yeah. Anyway,
warehousing them.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think the four places that are most critical is going to be Jacksonville, Orlando, Tampa, and Miami. Right.
Well, and look what you just said.
Yeah.
Blue.
Cities.
Blue.
Cities.
Blue.
Where the people are.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, and let's...
Well,
let's,
Tampa, no. Tampa, red.
Tampa is purple.
St. Pete.
It's getting worse.
Yeah, it's getting
Tampa,
worse.
Tampa, St. Pete.
Yeah.
It's kind of a weird... Yeah. What county is that? Hillsborough?
Well, it's Hillsborough and Pinellas.
Okay, it's two counties. Yeah, that's the reason they split it.
We have so many.
Speaking of totally unrelated, can I like change gears?
Volusia and,
like,
County?
Money shift?
Oh, yeah, money shift.
No. Congressional districting. Yeah, there's a grenade. So
I don't know if I'm going to throw myself on this one.
So
gerrymandering.
Yeah, no, Jerry Demings.
Jerry, yeah. So many gerrymanderings.
So, yeah.
So many gerrymanderings.
So, long story short, for those who don't know, right, the state of Texas has a number of blue voting districts for the House. And as things stand in Washington, D.C. right now, the House is basically 50-50. So Texas said, cool. We hate everything. We'll just gerrymander those districts out of existence.
And the Supreme Court said, cool.
Well, they said you can gerrymander based on politics.
Well, I was going to say, because that was longstanding from North Carolina, who started this like 10 years ago.
Yep.
Right? It was a really big thing in North Carolina. And we've come to basically the worst possible conclusion.
Right.
Yeah.
Abbott Wheels was like, yeah, cool. We'll do that. We'll eliminate 8 seats for the Democrats in the House.
5.
Whatever.
5.
It doesn't matter. They're eliminating seats on purpose.
Yep.
So the governor of
Gavin Newsom.
Gavin Newsom, who I hate, by the way.
I don't like him either. Do not run for president, you piece of
shit.
Don't
go anywhere near the ballot.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Stay in California. You're doing fine there. We don't need you on the ticket.
Kamala Harris said she's not going to run against you, so stay there.
Stay there. Stay put.
Yeah.
Sit, boy.
Yeah.
Anyway. Anyway, he just said, cool, me too. And he's going to, like, district out all of the Republican counties in California.
So just to clarify, that would be great, but that's not what he's doing.
No.
What's he going to do?
He's going to gerrymander the same number of districts as Texas.
Yeah.
So it's going to wash it.
Yeah.
So that's brilliant.
No, it's not.
It's worse.
Because instead of escalating the game,
right.
Oh, you're going to do that? Well, we're going to get rid of all of them.
Yeah, right? Go nuclear on these guys.
Yeah,
right?
We're going to get rid of all of them, and you'll never get it back. Right?
Which, by the way, which says again what we've always said about regular
don't meet their energy
people in the people in the center.
Central, yeah, right. Yeah,
this idea
they're trying to play fair.
They're just playing fair.
Yeah.
If you take out 5, we'll take out 5.
Right.
No. You take out 5. What was that movie? It was Sean Connery. It's like
The Untouchables.
The Untouchables. Yeah, yeah. You put one of them. They put one of yours in the hospital. We put two of them in the morgue.
Yeah. The Untouchables.
That's the idea. Yeah. That's what you do. You know, it's like you don't just go, oh, well, you do 5, we'll do 5. No, dude, you do 5, we'll do 50.
Yeah, we'll do all of them.
We'll do all of them.
You do all of yours, we do all of ours. That's fair.
Yeah. And guess what's going to happen in that case? You lose.
So this is why we don't want Newsom involved.
No.
Because Gavin Newsom is peak neoliberalism.
Yeah.
Right? Which is the opposite of what we want in Washington.
Yeah.
What we want in Washington is basically a nuclear policy. Just burn it to the ground.
Leftist.
And start over.
We want to move to Kansas. We want to take the entire Washington and put it in Kansas.
No, South Dakota. FEMA tents.
Yes, FEMA tents. Oh, nice.
Yeah, and sessions are from October to February.
Nice. Oh.
Yeah. Hey, you want to be in politics? Earn it.
Yeah.
And the only way to get there is on a wagon. We drop you off 100 miles away.
On the Oregon Trail.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to follow the Oregon Trail.
We drop you off 100 miles away, you got to walk there.
Yep.
Or find a way to get there.
Yeah, a wagon or a horse.
Or a horse,
if you can steal a horse.
And if you're smart, you get there in August.
Yeah. I'm going early. And you have to make your own bed. They give you wood and horse hair.
You got a FEMA tent and a cot.
Yeah.
The supplies will be airdropped. You'll get your liquor rations and you get your food rations and whatever. You'll be fine. We'll take care of you. You'll even get a staffer.
I'll pay extra for one. but do they get $2 million a year?
No.
They should.
Why?
Because they have to be there.
That's a FEMA tent.
You were elected. They're hired.
Oh, so the staffer gets
$2 million. Yeah, the staffer gets $2 million a year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get 172 and the staffer gets $2 million.
Okay. So you get your staffer budget.
Yeah.
But everything out of that budget covers housing, food, supplies, all of it.
Oh, and the rent on the FEMA tent is $10,000 a month?
No, yes, exactly.
There's no rent.
Yeah.
No. The rent is living there.
No, there's rent.
Yeah, make it rent.
This is capitalism.
I hear you. Yeah. I hear you. No, but no,
they have to live there. What are you not going to charge them for?
We're talking about fixing the government, right? So what we're going
to have. That would fix it.
No.
That would fix it.
No, the problem is if you start adding capitalist values, it bankrupts the whole problem, right? The point is that it's free. You just got to get there, right? Because
free, that sounds like socialism.
No, if you start charging for it, you have the problem in Washington already, which is lobbyists pay for your rent.
Yeah,
I don't want lobbyists to pay for the rent. It's a FEMA tent.
Lobbyists have to live in the tent, and they pay $10,000.
Ah, there you go.
$10,000 a lobbyist
tent. Per lobbyist tent.
Yeah, per lobbyist tent. $10,000 a month.
And they're a different color, so when we airstrike them, we know we're paying. Anyway.
No, they don't have screens.
Oh.
No internet for you.
No internet. I mean, no screen. Oh. No, only mosquitoes for you.
Oh, I see. Yeah, just an open tent.
Yeah.
Just one of those pop-up canopies. Oh. And a mosquito net.
Just a wedding tent.
No.
And the only available communication is one satellite phone per member of house.
Yeah.
That's it.
I have one better than this.
Okay.
We should just give them the same accommodations that they have at the Everglades.
Detention center. Right.
Yeah. Your bed is in a cage so that, you know, keep the animals
was
in the
way. Was it 42 a cage?
Yeah, 40. Yeah, 42 a cage.
That seems reasonable.
Yeah, so you could house all of Congress in, like, you know, a couple of cages, right? Yeah, 438?
Yeah.
No, 538.
It's 538.
538. So 53, 54?
You're going to make us do math.
54. We'll do 54 cages, 54 tents, and they're perfect.
Yeah,
10 per cage. Perfect. Oh, he's counting them. Yeah, what are you counting?
There's only 9 Republicans in California in the House.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's twice as many as 5
almost.
That's
twice as many as 5
almost.
You
just get rid of them all. Why are you stopping it?
Why would we? Yeah. Half measures are nothing.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Burn it down. Burn it down.
And New York should do the same. It's like, Texas, you do this. We're doing it.
Yeah. Every single democratically run state.
So there's 52 districts, and only 9 of those are Republicans. So, get rid of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Just gerrymander around. Yeah.
Why? Why are we not doing this?
Yep. See the shining sea.
And the real problem is the fact that there's only 52 districts in California.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, we need more representatives.
We don't need 538. We need like 782.
More than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it used to be
some number like 1,000.
Whatever the smallest district is, that's the size of the district.
For everybody.
For everybody. Yeah.
So Wyoming
like 100,000
or something? So Wyoming has 1.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And it's 400,000.
Well, I think North Dakota has the smallest population.
No, I think Wyoming.
Is it Wyoming?
Yeah, because Wyoming's bigger, I think.
The gas boom populated North Dakota.
Yeah.
Maybe 10 or 20 years ago, North Dakota was. But
U.S.
Wyoming,
population numbers? Yeah.
No, I'm looking at states by population.
All right,
so, I think it's Wyoming. But
don't ask Gemini. It'll tell you the wrong number.
You then count the districts by, and so you, however many there are, whatever the smallest district is.
Yeah, so Wyoming, boom. Vermont, D.C.,
Yeah.
Alaska.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how many does Wyoming have? What's Wyoming have?
Wyoming, as of July last year's July 1, 2024 estimate, is 600,000.
All right. So that's one district. Boom.
One district. How many people does California have?
39.4 million.
40 million divided by 600,000.
Yeah.
Was that 50? I don't
know, that's numbers.
60?
It's 50 is 30 million. So yeah. another 50%. Like, so 75.
75?
75.
Yeah.
Instead of 54.
Yeah.
Oh, but that would be too many from one state, and then
it's
one state would have
representation.
Yeah, it's called representation.
There's still 2 senators,
right.
But there's but they don't want to put more seats in the House.
Well, there's no room.
So, well, there will be in the ballroom.
Oh, that's true.
If you can spend $200 million to put a ballroom on, you can spend some money to add more seats.
We just moved the house to the ballroom.
No, you
90,000 square feet.
There's stuff upstairs where people go to watch. You move them up there.
Yeah.
Right.
Add a third floor.
Yeah. Add a third floor. Whatever.
Why not? We've all seen Star Wars make a big bowl.
Yeah.
Miso say I'm a senator now. By the way, Jar Jar Binks is the reason why the Emperor became the Emperor.
That scene is why people think he's one of the Sith.
Yeah, Jar Jar Binks is the Sith.
Yeah. Have you not seen that fan theory?
Yeah, but he's a moron. He's just a moron. He's
plays one.
No.
He's a Sith Lord.
I think he's a Sith Lord. I think he's just a moron.
Not all Nazis were smart people.
Correct. Yeah,
no, certainly not.
Yeah.
Most
and
of them
not, and none of the MAGA are.
Yeah.
So I just point that out.
Yep. My personal favorite thing on social media is when you call MAGA Nazis, you're calling 70 million Americans Nazis.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. Excuse me. What?
Yeah.
Sorry. Did you want this mirror back?
Yeah. Oh, really? I am? Huh. Is that what I'm doing?
Yeah. I got.
Just doesn't seem like enough.
You mentioned. So you had said this on the show on an episode. I wasn't there.
Yeah.
A while ago.
Okay.
And I got a message from Tomas.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, the revolutionary is kind of extreme with the statement. I was like,
No.
I'll break it down for you. Let me explain to you what's happening in American politics right now.
Yeah.
The long and short of it is every person who voted for the Republicans in 2024 saw the playbook.
Yep.
Project 2025 was published. Every person in America had the opportunity to read and learn and understand. And 70 million Americans said, we don't care.
Yeah.
And that's enough for me.
Yeah.
That's enough for because as we've been saying, complacency or complicity is the same.
Ignorance.
You're enabling.
Enabling. And if you're like, oh, I didn't know they were going to do that. No, dude.
Yeah, you did.
You did.
You know, if you didn't know, you chose not to ask questions.
Yeah.
You did not look critically at who you were voting for.
That's exactly right. You said, I don't care. I'm going to vote for this guy no matter what.
That's it.
Because you did that, because with being deliberately uninformed, you voted for this because that's what he was always going to do.
Yeah. Which is why you'll never hear sympathy from any of us from the people who say, I didn't vote for this.
Yeah. No.
Yes, you did.
You did.
And we told you.
Yep. Yeah.
Everyone, and not just us here,
no,
all Democrats across the nation told you.
Yeah.
And you laughed at us because we were being triggered libs.
Yep.
Trump derangement syndrome.
And now we're pissed and you're crying because your uncle and your mother and your grandmother all got taken by ICE.
Oh, and you're paying 30-40% more for every product that you're buying.
And you're about to be kicked off of healthcare.
Pound of ground beef now costs on average in this country more than an hour of minimum wage work.
Yep.
Great. So,
depending on where you buy it, yes.
No, just on average.
On average
across the nation.
Yeah.
It is more than an hour's worth of federal minimum wage, which is still $7.25.
Yeah. And supposedly if you take that in today's dollars as to when it was passed.
Oh, yeah.
It would be $66 an hour would be minimum wage.
Is it 66 at this point?
It's $66. The same buying power that the people who had
in the 30s.
The minimum wage when like your parents were getting minimum wage.
No, it's not that high. It's not that high. So the comparison is the Big Mac buying power thing, right?
Right.
So if we use the Big Mac comparison from like minimum wage when the Big Mac first came out versus now, minimum wage would be $50 an hour.
Right.
If you look at when minimum wage was first created in the 30s.
In the 30s.
It would be like 70 something.
Yeah, $66 an hour.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And the fun part is that you have people, again, it's that luxury thing. Remember, we've mentioned this on the show before. People who are the boomers are going, oh, well, here we have these people. They're worried about buying a new phone, or they're worried about buying a computer, or they're worried about this. Oh, they're spending all their money on these, buying a new TV, these luxuries.
Yep.
It's like, dude, a TV is
nothing.
Is literally $150-$200
and it's not
for a giant one.
And a phone isn't a luxury.
Yeah. And a phone isn't a luxury. It's
not a
luxury.
It is a necessity. Yeah. Same with the internet.
You can't do banking. You can't buy. Right. You can't go on airlines. You can't do a train.
Can't apply for a job.
You can't apply for a job unless you have a damn phone.
And a car isn't a luxury.
Nope. No. Well,
no, it's not.
It should be.
It should be.
Yeah,
it's not because we don't have public transport in this
Correct.
Country. Some cities, if you're lucky, do.
Yeah.
The 99% of this nation does not have valid
and it doesn't
transport.
Compare to Deutsche Bahn. Sorry.
Yeah. Or anything. In Europe.
No, if you're living in rural America, you have to have a car.
Yeah,
yes.
Have to.
Well, if you live anywhere, anywhere in America, it doesn't matter where you are.
That's
you still need a car, even if you live somewhere where there is public transportation.
Where I live,
you need a car.
Where I live, which is massive, terrible suburban hellscape, right? You don't necessarily need a car. That said, if I took the bus to work, I work less than 6 miles from where I live by road. It's less than 6 miles.
Yeah.
If I took the bus, it would take 2 hours.
Yeah,
yeah. That's what I mean.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and that's what I'm saying is that's so absolutely unreasonable that biking or walking or owning a car makes way more sense.
If you have nowhere
that's
to
if
be.
You're lucky.
If you have nowhere to be in America. If you have nowhere to be.
Public transport's
fine.
Yeah. What I guess I was referring in rural America,
in rural
really
America.
Isn't public transport.
No, you don't have a choice. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Right.
Well, don't worry. There's not going to be hospitals either, so you'll be fine. Yeah.
Just die in your hole.
Just die in your hole.
Yeah.
You know.
If you live in rural America, go ahead and dig a hole now under your favorite tree and just keep it clear because eventually you'll just need to roll in it.
Well, you have to put one of your family members in it. If it's not you, it's somebody else.
Dig one plus. N plus one.
N plus one.
It's the N plus one grave solution in rural America.
Yeah. We didn't go dark quickly, did we?
Jesus Christ.
No, it took us an hour and a half. We're good.
Yep.
No, but it's true. With the cuts of
Dirk.
Medicaid.
With Dirk.
And most of the rural hospitals in America are dependent on Medicaid dollars to pay for the uninsured or the lowly insured. And when they lose their insurance, they won't either A, go to the hospital, or B, be able to pay it, and the hospitals will close.
But don't worry, Canadian. You know what the president signed an executive order on just yesterday?
Oh, I'm sure it's illegal.
No, so you know the rule that says the rule that says if you are taken to an emergency room, they have to treat you.
Yeah.
You know that rule?
Yeah.
It's called like Emmett or EMAT or something along those lines. It starts with an E, emergency.
I can't wait for where this ends.
Yeah, yeah. He basically signed an executive order that says they don't have to worry about that anymore.
Oh, they don't have to treat you.
No, they have to treat you. So they can just choose. So
but,
if you
but
go
it's
to
a
hospital,
law, so he can't executive order it out of the of
but,
existence.
But I guarantee you, hospitals are going to cite the executive order and not treat poor people who don't have insurance and let them die.
Yeah.
So again, Republicans kill people in office. Republicans let people die in office when they're in office.
So what we're talking about is the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act.
Yep, gone.
No, it's not.
Well, no, no.
Because that's a law.
It's a law.
But he wrote an executive order, which he is using.
Yeah.
It'll get
challenged in
court. People are already.
But how many people are going to die?
Yeah.
And these people are also poor people. So who's going to stand up for these poor people?
By the way, it was enacted in 1986.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So
I graduated high school.
That communist Ronald Reagan.
My wife wasn't born yet. Yeah.
Correct.
Commie Reagan.
Yeah. Communist Reagan. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But he has now basically opened the door to – and again, with the Supreme Court as it is, if this becomes challenged in a lower court and makes its way to the Supreme Court
– Oh, this Supreme Court will toss it right
out. This Supreme Court will toss it because there is a law.
I love how you think that it's going to happen.
He can't just undo the law. No, I think this is too cut and dry.
Yeah.
If he was like, if there was some fudge in the law, like Medicaid dollars have to be, he could say, "No, we're not paying Medicaid." For
I was
going to
say, yeah, he may decide that funding will be appropriated differently based on these things.
But he can't just say no.
Right. Right.
But but if you read the executive order that he put out,
he can say no. But
he said no.
Look. Yeah. Look. Every executive order he issues is the same as every statement he makes in public. It doesn't matter. None of it's real. It's all bullshit. I don't care.
But the people who are in charge of hospitals and the people who are in charge of building are capitalists.
Yes. Yes.
And what they're going to do is they're going to cite the executive order and say, emergency rooms, stop treating people who don't have insurance.
Do you know when that was published?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. Okay.
Literally yesterday.
So today.
Yeah.
Every hospital board had an all-hands meeting with their legal team.
Yeah.
And they said, get on this. Find out what we can get away with right now. We need to know.
Oh, yeah.
And those results are due Monday.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they're going to need to know Monday what they can get away with.
And making a bunch of hospital people work the weekend.
Yep.
And I'll, lawyers. And I'm not worried about
they're
them.
They're lawyers. But, lawyers are scum.
Lawyers who work for boards of hospitals can probably.
There's a special level of hell for them.
The Emergency Medical Care Act doesn't apply to that.
No,
there was an exception written in, like, line 78. It was for the lawyers of the board.
Yeah.
No, but the. As with everything in this nation, there are certain things I say in this nation, in the just for people in general, there are certain things that capitalism shouldn't apply to.
Medical care, any form of health.
Capitalism
shouldn't appear.
Critical services.
Yeah.
Utilities, medical care, food, housing.
Yeah.
Capitalism should not apply.
Correct.
Right? They just it just shouldn't.
Hey, but
now the argument will be made by certain people, well, you got to make money somehow. That's fine. Don't get into medical care.
Yeah.
Simple as that. Yeah. Don't do it. If you want to pay people more, you can argue for a higher level of cost for the care because of higher level of skill or whatever.
Now,
that's fine.
And here's the thing. Don't make profit off medical. I mean, don't allow that to be capitalistic. You don't have to make money. The government doesn't have to make money.
No.
If they run the medical system.
The government doesn't make money. It's $40 trillion in debt.
There's no profit there.
Just to point out very clearly, the money that is paid to these hospitals for this emergency care is given by the federal is applied for and given by federal grant.
Okay, so we're already paying for it.
So we're already paying for it, good. But with the president making this executive order, he's saying we're not paying for it anymore. So hospitals are going to apply the bill, and the federal government, according to his bill, I know it's a law that says we're supposed to pay it, but again, he has put so many sycophants in charge.
Oh, the legal teams are on top of this mess.
Yeah.
I guarantee there are dozens of lawyers working overtime this weekend.
Billionaires who own hospitals who want their money.
Yep. Yep.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's so disgusting.
It's disgusting the level that he has done right now. Again.
If you're a billionaire and you can get federal dollars for something, you're going to take them.
Yeah.
So
even if I have to treat poor people for free, I'm going to get my federal dollars.
Yeah, we talked about this a little because this is an idea that's been sitting in my head for a little while, right? I've been just kind of thinking about it, especially with like Elon Musk.
I also thought about it too.
Elon Musk and Bezos and the Palantir dude, Peter Thiel.
Peter Aquamarine.
Yeah.
Teal.
Teal.
I'm sorry. I think in South Africa it's pronounced Peter
Racist.
Nazi.
Racist.
It's pronounced Nazi in South Africa.
Apartheid.
So my running theory is this. Odds are if you're a billionaire in America, you got your billions off of government contracts. Yeah. It's not the rule.
Yeah.
But I think the exception to the rule proves it, which is to say people like Warren Buffett or Mark Cuban.
I'm going to go one further. Yeah. You made your fortune off of government subsidy in some way.
Right. Okay.
So there are so many laws that we have. Look at the Waltons.
Right.
With Walmart.
Yep.
They made their money off of the backs of their employees, who many of their employees were on SNAP.
Yeah.
Right. Had SNAP benefits, had Section 8 housing,
EBT,
welfare, EBT, all that stuff, because they weren't paying them enough.
Right. Socialism. So it
subsidized the corporations, which then allowed for the profits, which then allowed for these people to make billions.
Yep. Exactly.
Yep.
So it's all based on government subsidy. So even Warren Buffett, who you're saying before, he made his money on government subsidy because the way
if
that
his
the
investments
markets
are based on the profits of these corporations, then okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair.
So, and the corporations are doing it on subsidy.
I mean, that's like Warren Buffett was an interesting one because he didn't directly make his money from government contracts, but if
I have my problems with Warren Buffett just overall because he's a guy who, I'm every man. I wash my shirts in my sink and I'm not giving my money to my children. It's like, cool, dude, you're a horrible person.
Yeah.
You're a horrible father. The long and short of Warren Buffett, just like with everybody else who makes their money in the stock market, is he's never made a thing in his life.
Nothing.
He's never done anything. He's never produced anything. He's never done
work. Autism's a horrible thing sometimes.
And compare that to Chan's all-you-can-eat buffet.
Oh, nice.
They make all their own food.
What?
I know where you're going with that one. I appreciate you. I love you so much for saying Chan's all you can eat buffet. Yeah. Rather than Warren Buffet.
You don't know about
Buffet. Yes, sir. Get it? Oh, you got it. There it is. It finally hit. Yeah, too much alcohol today.
No, we're talking about a serious thing. My brain has distinct modes and I need a moment to shift gears. It's
comedy. It's funny.
It's funny. Laugh at it.
Love it.
Anyway, it's like Amazon, Jeff Bezos, right? Mm. Like all of his money's in Amazon, but Amazon doesn't have its money from its retail.
No, actually, 6% of his money's in Amazon.
Okay.
Yeah, just there's a lot of money in Amazon.
Yeah.
Sure. Does he have a controlling interest in Amazon?
No.
Not anymore.
Was it? Okay.
Long ago.
All right. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
He got his initial billions through Amazon.
Yeah.
And the vast majority of Amazon's cash flow is Amazon Web Services.
Yeah.
Which you probably don't know if you're not in web development, but I'll put it to you this way.
It runs a lot.
If Amazon's web services go down,
the
internet goes down.
For a bit.
Facebook goes down. Google goes down. Yeah. Apple's services go down. Everything stops until Amazon Web Services are fixed.
You know, I know why? Because it's cheaper to outsource than it is to do it yourself.
No, the infrastructure is very expensive.
We should talk about that someday.
Yeah, because
probably not anymore.
No, not anymore. No.
But people are invested in it.
Yeah. Right.
And so if you're running a large company with thousands of servers, there's technologies now that let you consolidate those into a smaller set of more manageable servers.
Cool. Okay.
By running multiple things on the same CPU, right?
Yeah,
because
most
of the shit's idle.
I was saying most I mean CPU power has almost...
I'm not trying to plug anything, but yeah, you're running an image and it's running in an environment that manages how images swap in and out of the CPU. And so you can run your own cloud.
Are you talking like modular shell?
Talking about, in this case, it's called Kubernetes.
Yeah, Kubernetes.
Oh, yeah.
Running right. I was trying not to name names.
Yeah. Well, there's only so few. There's so few of them.
Yeah.
Those who know.
Yeah.
But so you no longer need an Amazon server somewhere.
Okay.
You can run your entire
cluster of
servers to do your business basically on one or two machines.
Oh, okay. So theoretically you could do it in-house.
So
you
could do it
in-house
if you wanted to if you had the technology to run your own cloud.
Maybe can I have 30 minutes?
No. That said, you know, there is a significant initial investment, right? Like it's pricey up front, but it pays for itself.
But the idea is people have moved to these because they're quick to start up. They don't have to hire the people. They do all, but the expense of running them can get expensive.
Because you have to have an individual who manages those.
You still have to have an IT professional manage it. You have to pay for server time and network and all that shit.
Can I put this out there? If you have a company that does enough data work to require servers, you probably need an in-house IT department anyway.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you're on that level, if you can't do stuff with, like, basic remote services, if you don't have in-house IT, you're doing something wrong. Oh.
Snap.
Snap.
That didn't work.
There we go.
Yeah.
30-minute.
We're hydrating after a 90-minute.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's one of those things where I think if people started to do the math, they would realize, we got to pay an IT guy anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
To run what we're running in the cloud.
Yeah.
Why don't we, part of
the contract cost at Amazon Web Services is an IT dude.
Pretty much.
Just move it in-house.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway.
The point is, right, like there's a lot of solutions around this, but corporate America runs on inertia and lack of thought.
Oh, yeah.
It's why the work from home thing died so fast.
Well, no, that's because the companies owned buildings and the buildings were empty.
Inertia and lack of thought.
Yeah.
Because if you own real estate, you can rent that to people who need it.
Yeah.
You don't need to force your employees to be miserable on an hour long commute each direction to do something they can do from home.
Yep.
You don't need to do that, but they do it anyways.
But if you look at reports that have just been put out by Microsoft.
Okay.
They said, hey, what are some jobs that currently AI cannot impact? Right?
Cannot
impact.
Production. Physical production.
So all of the jobs make me laugh to no great end.
Okay.
And the entirety of this.
Sex work.
No. No, AI can do sex work.
No, AI is doing sex work
right
not,
now.
Not physical sex work.
No, they don't need that.
No, it's doing sex work right now.
No, AI waifu is a real thing, and honestly,
I know that is, but physical sex work is not. They can't do it.
If you're using AI waifus, you can't afford a hooker. Don't worry about it.
So number one, so here are the 20 top AI safe jobs according to the Microsoft report.
Okay.
AI developer.
No.
Server maintenance.
No. These are the ones that are
safe. Water treatment plant.
These are the ones that are safe. Dredge operator.
Excellent.
Bridge and lock tender.
Beautiful.
Water treatment plant and system operator.
That's actually a decent paying job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Foundry mold and core maker. Rail track laying and maintenance equipment. Notice what
John Henry.
Are we seeing it? Are we seeing the thing?
Oh, brother, I already knew the answer.
Yeah. Pile driver operator. Floor sander and finisher.
Is that what we're calling hookers now?
Yeah. Are you ready? This one made me laugh.
Is my job on this list?
No.
That's bullshit. It's a bullshit list.
No, because AI can take it can. So welding.
A robot.
So robot welding can take your job. not your small welding company that you're working for, but overall.
Mass production, sure.
In mass production, it already exists. Yeah. Orderly. This is the one that shocked me. Orderly.
Orderly.
Someone who is an orderly. Someone who just takes patients from place to place.
Yeah, but you can get a robot to do that.
You would think you could.
No. Roomba. Wheelchair.
Yeah.
Roomba wheelchair.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah. Done. Motorboat operator. Yeah.
A different kind of sex work.
Yeah.
Hang on. Not that one.
Logging equipment operator.
This is such bullshit.
Paving, surfacing, and tamping equipment operator.
Oh no, God. That's going to be it.
Did President Trump pay for this list? That's my only question. Because
no, he's never paid any one of these people in his life.
Never paid one of these people on here. All right. But no, I'm saying, because he's always saying things like...
Did an AI come up with this list?
It feels like it probably has. It probably has. Let's see. Maid and housekeeper cleaners. Okay. Mm-hmm. So roustabout oil and gas.
Mm. So what? Is that a gopher?
The roustabout. No, roustabouts are the guys who actually lay the pipe.
Is that what they're called?
The guys who are laying.
So we got a third name for hooker now.
Yes.
Got a pile driver and a pipe layer.
A roustabout. That's what they're called in the Dakotas. Yeah.
So here comes 14, okay. which is roofer.
Yep.
15 is
roofer won't exist because of ice.
Hold on. They already don't exist because of ice. Florida, it's really hard to find roofers right now because a lot of the companies are just gone. Yeah. Yeah. Gas compressor and gas pumping station operator. And number 16, helper roofer.
This is an AI list.
It is.
Yeah.
Tire builder, surgical assistant.
Wait, whoa.
Tire builder? I shit you not. Tire builder.
Okay, hang on. I'm Googling that phrase right now.
Surgical assistant, massage therapist is number 19.
Wait. Surgical assistant, but not a surgeon?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just need the assistant to operate the robot.
Yeah, they have to operate the robot. Yeah. And then number 20, ophthalmic medical technician. So someone who takes care of your eyes.
Yeah.
So
roustabout.
Search result number 8.
Yes.
Was ZipRecruiter. What is the average tire builder salary by state?
Wow.
That's a
really nice beer.
Yeah, the 30 minutes. The highest rate here. Washington.
Yeah.
Annual salary.
$17 an hour. Oh, sorry. Annual salary. Go ahead. $38,000. $22,000.
$44,000.
$21
an hour.
$21 an hour.
It goes down from there.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, all of the jobs.
What the hell is it?
I don't know what a tire builder is.
Is it somebody who puts tires on cars?
Again, that list was done by Microsoft, and I guarantee you Copilot wrote it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Someone was like, we need to make a report.
Give us 20 or so
jobs.
Give us two dozen or so jobs that will never be touched by AI.
Yeah.
And
it's all physical labor.
Oh, by the way, in the state of Florida, which is the lowest paying for a tire builder, $29,000 a year.
Yeah. Well, call our buddy. Call the Inquisitor.
$14.
Call the Inquisitor and find. And
tire builder is somebody who does retreads.
Oh, so putting new tread on old tires.
Yeah, that's probably what they're talking about.
So doing tire caps.
So we got a retread list, is what you're saying.
Yeah. But again, the article was great. I loved reading the article because they were like, "Oh well, here are things that no one's going to hear jobs." And like, I'm looking at it going, Who are you? None of these jobs are, and I'm not going to say this lightly.
Yeah,
none of these jobs are jobs that require formal education.
No, all of
they
these
require
are jobs you
trade.
Learn in person.
Yeah, they were they're trades.
You show up, you get trained.
They're trades. Like roofing is a trade.
Yep.
There's OJT on these.
So I guess it's things like math teacher are no longer it can be taught by AI.
Copilot can absolutely teach math.
Sure. Yeah.
So our local university
never hallucinates about 2
plus 2. Our local university just announced.
Just ask it how many R's are in strawberry.
Oh geez. Oh boy.
That's not math. That's counting.
That's the first step of math.
So our local university.
How big is the set of R's in strawberry? That's math.
Ooh. That's math.
Vibe coding
has recently launched the Institute of Artificial Intelligence.
EIO.
Now I want to read to you this. This is so fun.
The mission statement.
Oh, it's so.
Let's go. If it's a UCF mission statement, it's going to be legendary.
It hurts so bad. Bringing together top faculty, industry partnerships, and cross-campus collaboration to position the university as a national leader in AI. The Institute will also support the AI Initiative for All, which integrates AI into teaching and learning across disciplines so that students graduate with an understanding of how to effectively use AI in their careers. Now, as a person who has to deal with this in 2 weeks, I'm just pointing that out, I have looked up to see if there's any description of what any of this means.
No.
And there's nothing.
No. Well, Copilot hasn't come up with it yet.
No, somebody asked Copilot to write the description of the Institute for Artificial Intelligence.
They hired an external individual to come in and lead this institute.
So,
For $1 billion?
I'm sure it was for in excess of high six figures.
Because Meta hired an AI guy for $1 billion. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
An independent contractor hired for $1 billion?
I heard he's a llama.
Yeah, no, he was that's taken their, by yeah. the what's the one of the new AI startups, Miomi something Mori?
Memento Mori?
There's a Memento Mori AI startup.
It's true. There's there is literally a Memento Mori.
I'm having such a hard time figuring out if you guys are
doing it. No, it's actually...
and Meta pirated one of their guys, and I didn't read the article, I just saw the headline for $1 billion.
Not unlike
A lot of stock, but, you know.
Yeah, not unlike Jeffrey Epstein pirated Donald Trump's 14 or 15-year-old girl.
She was 17 at the time.
She was just 17, if you know what I mean.
Well, he hired her at 14, she aged out anyways.
Yeah, it was way beyond her years.
Yeah.
She'd aged out.
And then she filed a lawsuit against him and eventually committed suicide.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there you go.
And now their family want all of the Epstein data released.
When it comes to – I have one statement to make on the Epstein files this week.
Release them.
It's really simple. No, it's really simple. If Bill Clinton is in the list 28 times,
yes,
I want to know why Donald Trump is protecting a pedophile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember, the GOP are the guardians of pedophiles.
No, they love children and they care about families. All I want to know is...
No, they love children,
And they protect families.
Yeah.
But you got to keep it in the family, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
So
I want to know why they're protecting the pedophiles.
Yeah.
Their mission statement for all of 2024... We're going to out the pedophiles. We're going to go after the pedophilic elite. Yeah. Right?
It's because they're not associated with pizza.
Yeah.
There is no pizza basement. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. What if we moved the house into the Pizzagate basement?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then had the votes
there. If it was Epstein's pizza and pasta, they'd be all over that.
Well, it's because it's not Epstein-y. If it was Epstein-y, it would be fine. But it's not.
So we were discussing.
I say APAC has an interest in this too. Epstein,
yeah, because all of the people they're funding to maintain their efforts are on the list, or protecting the people on the list.
So
it's
my favorite part again the Epstein process that's been going on. The Department of Justice met with Ghislaine.
Oh, she got moved,
Maxwell, and she got moved into a. Minimum security camp.
Texas, yeah.
Camp. Said
cute.
Camp.
Cute. It's camp. You know, tents.
It's a camp. You know, tents to have fun.
No, it's called a camp.
It's called a camp.
It's a jail.
Yeah, it's a jail, but you know. But
Are they outside all the time?
But I want to point out, she was in a maximum security prison before this.
As she should have been.
Yeah. As an enabler of pedophilia.
What I'm curious about is if she's in Gen Pop.
Oh, I guarantee you she's not in Gen Pop.
Okay, because if she is, I don't think she survives.
Oh, I think she... Well, that would be the reason you put her in Gen Pop.
Right.
To make sure she doesn't survive. To
solve the problem.
Well, you pass someone a couple of packs of menthol cools, and they'll polish her eyes up, if you know what I mean.
You don't need to give anyone anything. In prison, that's one of the deals, is if you're known for going after kids, you go down. They do not mess around with that. And that's not like a truism or one of those Hollywood stereotypes. That's for real.
I can't make a pitch black line. Come on, a couple of packs of menthol cools to polish her up. Come on.
Oh, pitch.
Come on.
Polish job.
Polish job. The Maxwell polish job.
Yeah.
So you mentioned the corruption all the way down.
No, shine job.
Shine job
was the line. That's what it was.
Yeah.
You mentioned corruption all the way down.
Yeah.
And I would just like to point out that the United States is currently the most corrupt maybe the most corrupt democracy in the world.
We're on a list.
Or the most corrupt government in the
world. We're on a watch list now.
I was going to say, if you're that corrupt, are you still a democracy?
Yeah.
And the answer is no. Obviously. Yeah.
We're on a watch list currently with the
international press are warned not to come here.
Yeah.
Don't come to the U.S. They will kill you.
Yeah.
The last, I think it was last week, we passed the what was it, the Idiot Act? No, it was the Genius Act.
Genius Act, yeah.
The Very Stable Genius Act.
Yeah, the Very Stable Genius Act, which regulates in some degree cryptocurrency,
yeah.
A particular kind called stable coins,
yeah.
Which are supposed to be backed by actual
dollars,
money.
So not right. meme coin. They have real concrete value.
So
in theory.
In theory. Yeah,
right.
So the idea is if you sell a stable coin, you have to have that much of an asset.
Somewhere.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, like mortgage-backed securities, and you can bundle them up into derivatives and sell, you know, billions of them and then sell your stable coin by these derivatives.
Do you have three shells? I can demonstrate this.
I'll make
this
it work
you.
For you.
So, I can show you how this works.
So you don't have
shells.
To have the dollars. You just have to have something with that dollar, value. Yeah. And there's air quotes around that with the value. Right. So that's opens up to corruption and all kinds of accounting.
Cryptocurrency is corruption.
Yeah.
Cryptocurrency. And, hey, bro.
But
you got some money?
The whole point about this act was trying to decorrupt it, right? Yeah. But all they did is they just made it, here's how you can legally do this.
They've laid the groundwork, yeah.
Right. And keep in mind that the president of the United States is in control of the fifth largest stable coin in the world.
Yeah.
The one with the most fifth largest most money.
Yeah.
Trump coin?
No, USD.
Yeah, USD.
USD one.
Yeah. The United States
U.S. government minted a stable coin?
It's called USD one, but it's owned by the Trump.
It's owned by the Trump Media Corporation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Trump coin is a meme coin. This is their stable coin.
Yeah.
So they've got.
And
all
I'll bet
kinds
you.
Stuff.
And I will bet you that
if they didn't leverage the value of Trump coin against that,
I was going to say.
I bet the assets is Trump.
Yeah, the assets are that. Yeah.
You have to say what they are, but they don't have to actually have the value.
You have to say what they are, but all you have to do is list them as an asset for a shell corporation.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And you can just say they have cash holdings.
Yeah,
exactly.
So great leader has 40% of his fortune. Has happened in the last 6 months.
I'm not surprised. Yeah.
Yeah.
At all.
It's a grift. And that sort of corruption, now you've got a coin that directly influences the president. You had his meme coin before, but people were just like, that's
no, but Saudis are playing games with his meme coin.
Yeah. And now they can play games legally
with his
USD one coin.
Yeah.
And that's just, they're investing. Look at all this stuff.
Now, if there was only a way we could make sure that Congress couldn't be controlled by their stocks.
Well, that's a slam dunk right there, buddy.
You know what? If we could only take it, so the president's being bought and paid for, but if we could only take that money out of politics on the legislative side.
Yeah. If only.
And Josh Hawley. Oh, Lord.
Of all people.
Yeah. When Josh Hawley and I are on the same side of a subject, the world has gone to a weird
place. I'm
going to
break your brain in a minute with another one.
Yeah, yeah. So Josh Hawley put forward in committee the Nancy Pelosi Act because he wants to get rid of...
That's cute. I like it.
Yeah,
I genuinely like that. Yeah, that's really good.
The Nancy Pelosi Act. Let us stop her.
If you want to get the Republicans on board.
Yes. If you want to get the GOP on board, you say, let's stop Nancy Pelosi from trading in stocks.
Yes.
We're going to stop her from doing that.
Absolutely.
And so he was in a meeting.
And her husband.
Yeah. So, he was in a meeting.
So do you think Josh Hawley just missed out on a big score?
He's actually known for being
divested.
No, is he?
So he is divested.
Really?
And he does not own any stocks on his own.
I feel like I've seen him on Whale Watcher.
Now here's the fun part. Maybe he personally doesn't have it, but he does not have a trust. No, all these things are true, but he still somehow is trading stocks. Okay, all the things that he said, I'm sure it's a family member. I'm sure it's something that's out there. But
he leaves a little sticky note on the fridge.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, honey, don't buy this stock.
Dollar sign this.
Yeah, don't
short,
buy this stock.
Long,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't buy
sell,
this stock.
Cap,
sell, don't
yeah,
sell this stock.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't tell anybody.
But he was on a committee with, of all people, Florida Senator Rick Scott.
Rick Voldemort Scott.
Yeah. Rick Alien Head, former Governor Scott. Yeah.
Skeletor.
There's so many great names for him. Piece of shit is what he is.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, he's an asshole, right?
Not bumper sticker? Yeah, I have the bumper sticker somewhere. Yeah, it's around here somewhere. Not convicted of Medicare fraud.
No, just settled.
Settled for the largest settlement in U.S. history.
$1.4 billion,
and still made $1 billion.
And honestly, this might have been his most genuine statement on the floor of the Senate since he took office.
Well, he was in it. It was in a cabinet. It was in a committee meeting.
Whatever.
Committee meeting. Yeah. And he's like, "Look, poros, if you shouldn't stop us from making money." Poros, because you're obviously poor.
His counter argument was literally skill issue.
Yeah. It was all like, "You're poor. Why are you?
Get better.
Yeah, get good.
You shouldn't stop me from making money. Why are you trying
Don't
to stop
me? Don't be mad
me?
At me and Pelosi. Yeah. Get good.
What yeah, you- get better. Why make better money? So yeah, look, stop being so poor.
But his argument was literally, "How dare you be mad at people for making money?
Yeah."
What?
And that did not win him any points on the
floor.
Everyone
hates him.
Everyone
hates him.
Especially people on the GOP because he spent all of their money.
Right.
When he was in control of the GOP.
Because that was back in 2024 and he lost the Senate majority
you
seat.
You gave the biggest Medicare grifter of all time control of
the
money?
The GOP's purse strings. Yeah. And then
that's on you, bro.
Yeah. Hey, again, why are you going against me? Why are you being so poor?
Do it again.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I'll be in charge.
No, he's a genius with money. Yeah. So good with money. Look how rich he is.
He's
so good.
Where'd it go?
So good at money.
Where's the money?
Yeah. What money?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Look how much richer I am now.
Yeah.
So
$400 million.
We agree with Josh Hawley, which feels bad.
It just feels bad, right?
I'm gonna make you feel even worse right now, okay?
No.
So recently.
Keep going. Wait, did you hear the final vote on that?
Oh, no.
So it passed committee.
Really?
And it went to the Senate, and Josh Hawley voted against it.
Incredible.
Now, you know, I know why he voted against it.
Uh-huh.
Because Donald Trump didn't like the idea that he couldn't own stock. Yeah.
Because he did control the executive as well.
Yeah.
Josh Hawley is bitch made. Oh, my God.
Yeah. But remember, have you seen him run? He runs like J.D. Vance.
Oh, he's
J.D.
just Vance trying to be the next Lindsey Graham.
Oh,
he's gay?
Mother.
Have you seen him run?
No. Yeah. I don't know who these people are.
You know what? If he's gay, it's fine. Just let him come out.
Yeah, he needs to come out if he's gay.
No, hey, Lindsey Graham, come out of the closet, buddy. We got you.
Lindsey's being challenged in his own state. And the person who's going up against him in the Republic is worse.
He's
a Project 2025, dyed-in-the-wool MAGA guy.
He's a millennial, right?
Terrible.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah. By the way, right-wing millennials are literally the worst people on the planet because the millennial generation is probably the most collectively woke generation in America.
Except for the conservatives.
No, if you're a right-wing millennial, you are actively living in personal denial of everything around you and the life you've lived.
Yeah, you hate the libs because they wouldn't support Gaza. Therefore, I'm going to go hard right and do the things that everybody hates.
Yep. I'm going to quote a Republican right now. What's happening in Gaza is a genocide.
Yeah.
Would you like to guess which Republican said this? Damn it!
The peanut gallery got that one.
She nailed that
one. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
From another time zone.
From another time zone. From the couch.
If we remember NBA 2K from back in the day. Yeah. From another time zone.
But
anyway,
that's because she's afraid of the Jewish space lasers.
No, Marjorie Taylor Greene lately.
I love it when my bigotry combats itself, right? Like, it's just.
I hate to say it. She can't live
with doublethink.
Who do I hate more?
It has
to
resolve
itself. Marjorie Taylor Greene lately has been filing all kinds of things.
Yeah.
That I agree with. Yeah. She's insane.
No, here's the deal.
But she's not insane in a lot of her things she's
Marjorie
coming up
Taylor
with right
Greene
now.
Was never MAGA. Marjorie Taylor Greene is Q.
Yeah, no, that's
she's
right.
She's
yeah.
Q. Yeah. Right? Yeah. So ever since the Epstein stuff really came to light,
she's gone.
She's lost. She's not MAGA anymore. She's out. She's full Q, right-wing Q craziness. Like, don't get me wrong. She's not become suddenly sane and supportable.
No.
She is a lunatic.
Yeah.
But
she makes sense.
She's anti-Trump lunatic.
And you know what?
My enemy is my friend.
Yeah.
The enemy of my enemy is maybe my neighbor.
Sorry. Let me do a different Sun Tzu. Yeah. Don't interrupt your enemy when they're making a mistake.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly.
So that's where we are.
Yeah.
Somehow, Marjorie Taylor Greene and us all agree that, yes, Gaza is a genocide.
With Josh Hawley.
With Josh Hawley.
Well, he doesn't agree genocide, but
and Hank
Lauren Boebert.
Hank Johnson?
Hank Johnson, yeah.
I don't know who that is, but apparently he agrees too.
Yeah. Oh, Lauren Boebert's son is a child abuser, according to the courts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to point
that. Yeah, we knew that.
So we'll just move past that one. I was trying to think that she was, I knew there was news, and I was like, wait, did she agree with something?
I love how interchangeable Boebert and Green are.
They aren't anymore, though. It's sad.
No, but I don't know who either of them are.
Yeah.
And they both kind of look like.
One gives hand jobs, and the other one looks like Hulk Hogan.
But they both look like weird. By the way, when Terry died, the memes were Marjorie Taylor Greene's face on Rip Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, Rip Hulk Hogan.
Incredible.
Oh,
but like, Boebert, I think, is like a true value. Sarah, what's her face from Alaska?
Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin. Yeah, she's like a true value Sarah Palin, which is great. And then Marjorie Taylor Greene is
a Rite Aid.
Inseparable. Sure. Yeah. But like Sarah Palin was a true value of Tina Fey, right? So like we're like four steps down from like what was the good stuff,
yeah.
And now we're getting like the Aldi clearance aisle.
Oh God,
that's too long for a title.
Yeah, it's too much. But it's, yeah,
Aldi clearance aisle, Sarah Palin.
Is it the everything else aisle? Is that what they call
it? Yes.
Yeah.
Hey. No, Aldi's a great place.
No, I love Aldi. Aldi saves me hundreds of dollars a month. It's not like not even a joke.
Yep.
Anyway.
Sarah Palin.
Yes,
Sarah Palin.
You can't tell her apart from
Rank Value.
Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan.
I can see Russia from my backyard.
And remember when she yelled, "You lie," to Biden during his State of the Union address. What she is now doing is basically saying, "Oh wait, no, Biden wasn't lying.
Biden was lying.
Oh damn! Whoops! Oh. Shit!
Whoops!
Yeah." Which I don't know. Does that show growth? No.
So basically, where we are right now is like that fork in the road meme. Like, admit the liberals were right or support a pedophile. Right? That's where MAGA is, right? Yeah. That's their choice, right? Yeah. And again, maybe Trump isn't a pedophile. Maybe Bill Clinton is. Why is Trump protecting Bill Clinton?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Convict them both.
Yeah. No, remember,
whoever's in the list needs to go to prison.
We have said for the entirety of this show, if someone breaks the law,
get them.
Then they should then face the consequences of breaking that law.
If Bernie Sanders is in that list,
hey,
out of here,
go out of here.
Yeah.
I will tell you, I am not on the list. I would never spend money.
I am asking you once again.
On a 14-year-old. Yeah.
I'm asking you once again to release the Epstein list.
I kind of feel like if Bernie Sanders was in the list, his wife would kill him.
Yeah, no.
He would have died a long time ago.
Quick death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In his sleep.
Yeah. In his sleep, he would have
suffocated.
Drowned on a pillow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Old age.
Old age. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like SIDS for old people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sudden old death syndrome, SODS. I mean, that's what got Epstein, right? With SODS.
No. It was the sudden stop when he fell off of his bunk.
Gravity and inertia killed
Epstein. Yeah. And remember the 3 minutes that are on that video, which by the way, they didn't even change the clock in the corner.
No.
It went 11:58, 12:01.
Yeah.
Whoops. Yes.
No, they deleted 3 minutes and like we talked about this last time. Somebody was just told to do it. He did it. There you go. And apparently there's another camera from a different angle that shows some orange suited guy going up the stairs or something. Yeah. I couldn't follow what they were saying, but they said it was nothing.
The answer, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
No.
No, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Because we know who killed Jeffrey Epstein. There was a former police...
Who was president at the time?
Donald Trump.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was a former police officer that was under arrest at the time who was in the same cell as Jeffrey Epstein.
Right.
And when he woke up, Jeffrey Epstein was dead.
Yeah.
So... we know who killed Jeffrey Epstein.
We always have.
Yeah.
But much in the same way that I said this last week.
And by the way, that guy's in the wind. We don't know where he is anymore.
Yeah, I said this last week or 2 weeks ago, but releasing the list isn't for
those of us calling for the release of the list. No. We already know because we listen to WEM and we understand that testimonies are valuable. By the way, there's a JP Morgan Chase settlement and there's another bank settlement.
Yeah. Why was $430 million paid to a bunch of women?
Right. Right.
By these companies, by these banking companies, as an extension of the Epstein prosecution, right?
Like that, it's happened. The list exists. The documentation is already out, right? And this is not a mystery. Yeah. The only reason why it's a big deal is because Republican voters are idiots and they won't take anything but the most incontrovertible truth. And even then, they won't do that unless Donald Trump admits to it in his own voice on live television.
Right.
And it won't happen.
Hey, remember when conservatives used to not trust the government?
Yeah, I do, because that's what I grew up in.
Yeah.
That's the environment I
grew up in. But now they completely and utterly bend over and just accept the government into themselves.
Because it's the government they want.
They think they want.
Well, no, it's the government they want.
Yeah. You're right. And they deserve the day they voted for.
Then they will reap what they sow. Unfortunately, the rest of us are going to reap it as well.
Yes.
I have gotten no fewer than 10 direct messages from people asking if I'm okay.
Valid question.
And how am I handling what's going on
alcohol
in our government? And my answer is the same thing. I spent 6 weeks not here. That's the fastest way.
Mm-hmm.
And I hang out with y'all.
Yeah.
And
we vent our spleens on Fridays.
Speaking of hanging out with us, do we have any well done's?
Oh, yes.
I was going to – that's about where I was going to go as well.
Yeah.
I don't know that I have much.
I have just one.
Okay.
It was in Wired magazine. And they wrote an article where children who are born with AIDS, like from people who have AIDS and have got pregnant, so the child has AIDS, can be cured of it if they are given antivirals early.
Cool.
And it was unclear the amount of time, but for a short period of time, they take them and then the virus doesn't reappear.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So they're considered cured of AIDS from the antivirals if they're born with it at an early age, which is really great.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Because then they don't die. And but it's also interesting because it shows a path for curing people of AIDS anyway.
Yeah.
Right? Of maybe there's a clue to adapt the immune system.
I mean, this is the first step, right? Yeah,
right?
Yeah. We can only hope that funding for scientific efforts like these continue going forward. We'll see in that regard. Not to make a downer out of it, but like that's absolutely incredible that we've gotten to that point.
Yeah.
Like PrEP exists. PrEP is super cool in terms of like preventative spread of HIV.
Right.
Which I think it's meant for like the partners of HIV positive people. If I remember correctly,
that's why it was developed. But it's also for people who are.
Like carriers?
No, who have risky sexual habits.
Oh, right. Basically, if you're not careful about who you
about your partners,
with, then PrEP is a great way to make sure that you stay as safe as possible. And it's amazing that exists, and it's super cool that you can do it. But I love that medical science is getting to the point where diseases that were literally a death sentence 40 years ago are treatable.
Yeah.
Curable, even.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Curable is the key.
Important. Yeah, absolutely incredible.
And that's pretty amazing.
We keep talking about like bleeding edge cancer treatments with like mRNA style treatment deliveries as well, which I'm very excited for. I hope that continues.
No, there that was all that research was killed.
Oh, by because of RFK.
Yeah.
Maha.
Anyway. Well, it's an mRNA. It's bad. You can't.
Yeah, it changes your DNA.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah, you're a dog now.
You're out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Ignorance.
Yeah. Don't worry. A couple more years.
But the other good news is about that is the U.S. wasn't the only one working on it.
Yep.
So research will continue elsewhere, and they will be the leaders and take advantage of it.
I think the biggest shift from 2020 to 2030 is that medical science. And medical research, the United States will experience a massive brain drain. And it'll all go to Europe.
Yep.
The CDC will leave Atlanta and go somewhere in Europe.
China. Yeah.
Well, yeah,
and
but China. China, yes, but China is not necessarily considered a globally But
it's also not a place where Americans want to go because of the lack of freedom.
But they will be by 2030.
Oh yeah,
I'm not saying their technology won't be there. I'm saying
their medical work that they're doing. Is going because they have 1.5 billion people.
A massive body of
socialized
data.
Medicine.
Yeah, right.
They will have the ability. Yeah,
if nothing, because like we can take the high-minded approach here. Science is above politics.
Yes.
If someone in China discovers something, it can be validated elsewhere, right. And people go, "Yes, absolutely, that is valid. Yeah. We can work with this."
We're hugely biased in the United States to say that China is behind us.
No, that's not actually what I was going to say.
No, I'm saying we're hugely biased in the United States saying China is behind us. They are not.
Okay.
And they haven't been.
No, not for a long,
for
long time.
For a very long time.
Yeah, since. Yeah.
It's just
probably
that
the
they
turn
don't.
Of the century.
It's they don't share.
Well, no. What I was going to say.
They don't share.
My actual pushback is the Western culture writ large doesn't necessarily accept statements out of China as 100% factual and acceptable. You have to trust but verify.
Yeah.
But you know,
but our own government. I mean, now
science research is a little different. Like they're working on a big fusion energy project.
Yeah.
And they are claiming huge leaps forward in fusion energy projections, way ahead of what Western countries are doing, and that rings of propaganda to me.
Yeah.
Right.
And
but medical science is different, right? That's verifiable, it's testable, you can do things to double check.
And to say that they don't share is not true. There are things that they don't share, like I'm sure their nuclear secrets.
Yeah.
Right, of course.
But there's a lot of stuff that does come out of China that is research that everybody can use.
Right, right.
And because that scientific community communicates.
Yep. I was going to say the single greatest tool the human species has is collaboration.
Right.
We have the ability to communicate and work together, and with the tools of the modern age, we can do that over huge distances instantaneously. And to allow politics and propaganda to get in the way of life-saving research is just asinine.
Yeah.
Right. So, like, we can hope that we can move past that in the near future. But what I'm worried about in the short term is we have such an anti-science administration that the United States will lose what it has.
Oh, it will.
But we already have it. Yeah. We're done. We're cooked.
We're cooked for a very long time with the dismantling. Because you can't.
RFK has set back science so far, and then of course the president,
the Doge cuts,
and hundreds of thousands of jobs in every form of science. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Stuff stops. People go elsewhere.
Yep.
You can't get that group back to continue.
The drain of brain is done.
Soviet brain drain.
Yeah,
we're doing it here because that's what fascism does.
Yep, fascism does that.
Anyway,
so who's the largest electric car manufacturer? Do you know
the Chinese
BYD.
Company?
BYD, yeah, correct. And you know what they just...
I'm not a bigot.
Yes, you're not a bigot.
I just like cars.
So
and their shit's cool.
So you know what BYD just did in the past several months?
As long as it's cheaper for me.
In the past several months, they've been delivering electric cars to places like Brazil.
Yeah. Global market.
And right now, because...
They're everywhere but the U.S.
Well, it's N-1.
Yeah, it's N-1, exactly. And the problem is that they wanted to build more cars in Brazil, but the manufacturing is not ready yet.
Okay.
So instead of building them in Brazil, because they know that they can sell their BYD cars in Brazil,
sure,
they built super ships, drive on, drive off. Have you seen these?
No.
Super ships, like literally giant...
Like ferries?
Ferries with thousands of cars on them, where they just drive them off when they get to Brazil. Yeah, it's amazing. So
no. Did this not already exist?
It does, but the point is that BYD, this is the first time in mass that someone has been doing it. So especially with electric cars. So they brought over thousands of cars because they know they're going to sell them within Brazil, and they delivered them, and the Brazilians were blown away by the fact that they were just driving the cars off of this gigantic super ship.
That seems... Everything about this seems counterintuitive.
What do you mean?
It feels wrong.
Why?
I don't know. Driving cars onto and off ships sounds massively inefficient.
But it's not.
Okay.
Because
you don't need port facilities.
You don't need port facilities.
Oh,
you just pull
bring
the ship
it anywhere
off.
You want.
Yep. Pull the ship up to a place that can take the draw of the ship. Huh. drop down the three or four gangplanks that they have, drive the ships off. And it's an and there are beautiful ships. They've been built. They quickly built them. This is something.
It takes a week to unload the ship.
Yes.
There's so many cars.
Yes. Yeah.
There's like 7,000 cars.
Yes. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Thousands of cars. But look at what they're doing as opposed to what we're doing. Ford.
Oh, okay. No, they got like cargo trailers for the cars.
Yes.
That makes more sense. Okay. 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 I was like 7,000 individual trips on and off the boat sounds dumb as hell. No, I found the video.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But which is comparing to what happened with Ford this week.
What'd they do? Oh, yeah.
They have posted a loss for the first time in a long time.
Yep.
When they have posted the largest profit that they should have had.
Yeah.
The largest revenue. I'm sorry. Largest revenue, but they are in the red when it comes to profit.
Yep. Hey,
you know why? Tariffs. Weirdly enough, it's tariffs, my friend.
So yeah, so the numbers were they should have had
$1.8 billion or something like that.
$1.5 billion in profits.
In profits.
And they're clocking a $30 million loss.
Yes.
On tariffs.
Yeah.
Because again, Ford
who pays tariffs?
No, we'll get there. the Ford production, because of NAFTA, the majority of Ford automobile production happens in Mexico.
Yep.
Right? So when Donald Trump said when he first took office, I'm going to do Mexican tariffs, the entire U.S. domestic auto industry had conniption fit because GM, Ford, and Stellantis make their U.S. vehicles in Mexico.
Yep.
Where labor's
like cheap.
20% the cost of U.S. labor, right? Now, in the U.S., I think Ford still makes the F-150 and the Mustang.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but I think they do the F-150, the F-150 Lightning, the Mustang, and the Mustang Mach-E are all made domestic.
Right.
Everything else is
outside, right? Yeah.
So that all of their fleet vehicles, everything else they sell is imported, which means they're not moving vehicles because vehicles got 10 to 30% more expensive depending on what bullshit tariffs are happening this week. And even if they're not,
they're hedging their bets by charging the fee.
That and importing raw material to make things domestically is higher.
Yep.
That's the thing. Like, yeah. That's the
aluminum,
thing about
it. Iron, steel? And steel.
Steel's crazy expensive.
All of it's expensive.
And my question is, given that the courts have said the tariffs are not valid.
Right. Now what?
When will they sue to get their money back?
I would imagine when quarterly results like this start happening, the shareholders are going to start screaming.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Because you just raise a suit. There's already a court case saying they can't do it. It's like, these are illegal. I need my $1.8 billion back.
And again, these are publicly traded companies, right? They do not quietly go into the good night.
No. Yeah.
These shareholders are going to lose their minds. Right. And if there's one force that Donald Trump cannot bully or beat, it's the shareholder.
Yeah.
Right. Because U.S. law, capitalism run at its finest, the highest level of legal protections and rights are given to shareholders of publicly traded companies, right? Above everyone else. Everyone else. Yep. Except, that's not true. Even when bankruptcy is declared, the first debts are paid to the shareholders. So if Ford shareholders are mad and GM shareholders are mad and Stellantis shareholders are mad, they're coming for their dollars.
Oh, they are.
Guarantee it.
Yeah.
Guarantee it.
Yep. So well done to BYD for delivering thousands of vehicles.
Yeah.
In essence, waiting for their production to be created in Brazil.
I'm really interested. I'm really curious. I want to say excited. We'll see. Competition's good. I'm excited. I'm excited to see about quality reports, about longevity reports, because powertrain, especially electric powertrains, very simple.
Yeah.
Very easy to make a long-lasting battery and a long-lasting electric motor. That's nothing. What's hard to do is build an interior that lasts 10 years without squeaks, without rattles, without falling apart, without peeling. Like GM, famously, a new GM in the first 6 months, it's the worst.
JD Power's number one build quality.
Initial build quality. But own a new GM for more than 6 months. You will watch that interior actively deteriorate.
The answer is I have never owned a new GM for six months. Yeah.
BYD cars have been in Australia for a while.
They've also been in Canada for a minute.
Yeah. And overall reviews are good.
Yeah.
That they aren't doing the falling apart thing.
Now, the other thing I'm curious about, again, is how the Chinese government is handling the subsidization of the production of these vehicles because we know they are. Yeah. Because and part of it is like it's hard to do apples to apples comparisons here. In China, a BYD is the equivalent of like $11,000 US.
Yeah.
Which you cannot get it. No. If you brought it here and just did the normal calculations, it would be like $40,000, right? So like that you can't really call that but it's wild that they're able to be like profitable
which
or sustainable.
Is why the U.S. loses
every
single time.
Yep.
So I want to go back to the shareholder conversation because in my brain, which I think is running
it's
on too
addled.
Much. Yeah,
it's addled at this point.
I imagined a video game called Angry Shareholders where you shot shareholders.
What a great name.
At Trump
Angry Birds?
Policies, yeah. And you tried to knock down Trump policies with angry shareholders.
I love this. is a web game.
This is what AI should build for us.
Vibe code that.
No.
Why not?
The answer is no.
It's free. Who cares?
No. You could hush your whore mouth.
I gotta put myself out of business if I vibe code.
You vibe code it, and then we'll let the senior engineer look it over and find all of the security flaws in it.
I want to do that. I want to do that on the show in real time. I'll watch you guys have a meltdown.
We need whiskey
if you do that.
Yeah, exactly. We'll need a bottle of Canadian whiskey.
That'd be fun.
The fun part about that is that I just read a recent thing about vibe coders and how all of that is honestly dangerous and
dude, the internet's going to be a shit show in 10 years.
Well, no. It is now a shit show.
Yeah. Right.
Because we have all of these individuals because many companies are just eliminating Microsoft itself eliminated 11,000 jobs. Mm-hmm.
A lot of those are code development.
A lot because they're saying, "Oh, we don't need you. We have AI. So we'll just use AI to fix this." And AI does bad things. I think my favorite example is I want to send an email.
Okay.
All right. So instead of utilizing a library of an email, it has an entire email client that it has written itself.
Right.
Yep. And every time you want to instantiate sending an email, it instantiates an entire email client every single time.
Each time?
Yeah. And so is that efficient? Absolutely not.
So
does it work? Absolutely it does.
Yeah, sure. So that's the thing. I think one of the biggest problems with AI in general, and forgive me if I'm mislabeled here. But,
that's okay.
But
I don't have a knife on me.
One of the biggest problems with AI is that at no point in the development of the system itself was the consideration of resource cost included in it, right? Like it doesn't care either about what it takes on its own end to develop what it's doing or what the usage of what it develops does.
So I just figured out that the Matrix got it wrong.
No, they got it right because it was 1999 was the height
they nailed
of
it. Yeah.
So they're going to fire all the engineers and they're going to use their body heat to power the electricity for the AI.
Maybe they got it right.
Maybe they got it right. Exactly. They got 100% right. Yeah, now, the Matrix got it right.
There's something I want to say in the realm of AI because one of the authors I really enjoy reading, Brandon Sanderson, did an interesting thing about AI in one of his writing lectures recently because he teaches on the side.
Yeah.
And I'm going to paraphrase because I don't remember the exact line, but he said something to the effect of ideas are cheap. Ideas are very easy. Mm-hmm. There is no skill in coming up with new ideas. The skill is not the idea. Using AI to write your ideas into a story is nothing. The difficulty is making a good story, communicating those ideas. That's the work. That's the effort. AI will never replace that. You're not a writer if you use AI to make your ideas a story. You must develop the story yourself.
So the author, Scott Sigler, who I've listened to for years and years, and he...
Intergalactic Football League.
Yes.
Yeah,
he's a great guy.
Very fun. Super weird.
Super weird. I love
super
him.
Super weird.
No, I love him. I've been listening... His, Earth Core is one of the one of the cornerstones of modern science fiction in my mind.
Absolutely.
This idea of going down... underground, finding platinum. It's this whole thing.
Yeah.
But and aliens. But his he said, and he's actually, he was part of the people who were involved in the suit against, Meta. Mm-hmm. He was a part of the suit against a lot of companies that used, a library of stolen materials.
Yes. Yes.
Which it's a huge suit that was then which my personal favorite, as it always is, a judge goes, "I don't get it. Don't make no dent. It don't pay.
Let them do it.
Yeah.
Because people well, are people.
Well, that's the modern right-wing activist judge.
No, it's just judges not understanding technology and not understanding the fact that it doesn't work.
Well, yeah. But a judge shouldn't have to understand the mechanisms to understand the impact, right? That is not a requirement.
What is copyright if not? You know, this AI was trained on a pirated copy of my audiobook.
If Nintendo
got
a dude who's selling like ROMs of their old games put in jail for a decade, judges understand copyright just fine. Thank you very much. They get it.
But
they choose not to,
but large,
they have a vested interest.
But these AI companies have a lot of money, and I guarantee you they made the right payments to the right people.
Oh, yeah. Activist judge.
No, it's not illegal to tip a judge anymore.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just a thank you note.
Yeah, thank you.
Not a bribe.
But Scott had a very important message about this whole thing. It's the same thing as Sanderson. It doesn't take much to have an idea about a story.
Not at all.
But to craft that story into something is always going to be a cottage industry.
Yeah, 100%.
And artists need to be artists. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that AI can't do is be the artist.
No, it can't.
Right. And be the cottage industry.
Yeah, they're not here right now.
Yeah. And my favorite part about programming, and as a person who's programmed his whole life, and we've got other people in here who've also programmed their whole lives, yeah, you can have an AI make some code, but I look at that code and I go, wow, that is inefficient and terrible.
Absolute garbage.
And wow, you don't know that it's inefficient and terrible because you're a vibe coder who has never actually coded anything.
So I'm going to ask you a question, but we're getting long here.
It's a good conversation.
So I'll ask you this.
I was born long.
extra large.
Yeah,
huge.
I run long. do you think... The both of you, that there is any value in learning vibe coding as a method to better understand coding practices?
No.
Is it learning backwards?
It's like
learning to run to learn how to walk.
Yeah.
Well, it's worse than that. It's like learning how to fold clothes by watching your maid do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
learning how to iron a shirt by watching somebody else,
or even worse, watching a YouTube video on how to weld,
and then just doing it,
and it's like why isn't
it's not
the
working?
Same? It's not working. Yeah. Obviously, it's something that's wrong with the equipment, not me.
Okay,
the video was wrong.
There must be another video that will tell me better.
Yeah. So I'm gonna go look at another video, or I'm gonna continue to fight against the fact that this takes skill.
So if you know kind of what you're doing, the AI coding thing can help you.
Kind of point you in the right direction.
Yeah.
It can do things like a lot of repetitive stuff and things like that. But it can also say, oh, here's how it's done elsewhere.
Right.
You can say, oh, I see. I can adapt that to what I'm doing. Right.
Yeah. Okay. But, so you could find maybe optimization techniques or a new branch of code that you weren't aware
just
of.
Different
that
way, could help especially you. if you're like trying to learn a new framework.
Right. Yeah. Framework. Thank you.
Then you can say, how do you do it here? But you already have the background to understand it.
Okay. So if you have the core understanding, you could use it as a good tool to help go into newer fields.
So
maybe
you don't know English.
Okay.
But you want to take and you want to write something in English.
Yeah.
So there's two ways you can do this.
Yeah.
You can learn English.
Right.
Or you can have Google translate it for
just
you.
Do it. Yeah. Right. I mean,
and Google translate will get you 80% there.
Yeah.
Well, I've learned, I have it when I was in sales.
Yeah.
I would do transactions through Google Translate to people who only spoke Spanish.
Yep.
Because you know they need a place to live, just like everyone else. Yep. And I don't speak a lick of Spanish, so whatever. I speak enough Spanish to cause a fight.
Yeah,
and no more. Yeah. So I won't try in a professional environment. I'm not going to try.
And Florida didn't have its government housing down in the Everglades,
right.
So I've done this, but what I've run into is kind of to your point, like you can do really basic statements, but if you want to get into contract negotiation or explaining legal definitions, You have to know the language.
And
you can't just
and I think
translate
that's where you say, well, now I need to bring an expert in.
Right, exactly. Yes.
And
we've gotten to this point. I need a native speaker
to come help
me. I need
a native speaker to come help me.
Yeah.
And that should always be
that's a great analogy.
And that should be the situation we're in. But right now, companies like Microsoft and Amazon and Facebook and Meta and Google and, are all doing the same thing. We're just going to let AI do
and
it.
And we're coming back to what we were talking about earlier with Ford, the shareholders.
Yeah.
This is not this is not an internal IT decision.
Nope.
This is a shareholder decision.
Yeah.
Because they say, we've invested all this money in ChatGPT or whatever.
Yeah.
Why aren't we using it?
Yeah.
And the IT people are like, "You because you can't.
So,
this won't work."
So I've been through a rodeo similar to this before.
Okay.
In the 90s, there was this big outsourcing thing where there are educated people in poor countries that we can pay to write our code at, you know, one-tenth the price of or one-hundredth of the price of an American thing. So we're just going to ship all the work over there and get it back.
Yeah.
And what companies learned through like a 10-year period is that when they got the stuff back, they kind of had to write it again anyway. Yep. And a lot of that was because the communication problems with people being 12 hours ahead or whatever.
Yeah.
There wasn't adequate product management.
Yeah, you're well hydrated. Yeah.
There wasn't the people on the ground and the communication with the business. So they took a spec. They wrote to the letter of the spec, which is what they were told. But that's not the understanding and the nuance in there was not understood. And so a lot of projects failed. And I think AI in this regard is going to be the same.
We're definitely doing it again. Definitely doing it again. I mean, I follow Linus Tech Tips on YouTube. They do their weekly podcast is on Friday nights as well. So I usually catch it on Saturdays after I mow the lawn. But they were talking about AI and coding and Codebase not last week, but the week before, I think, and they had some really interesting points. Kind of the same idea that you were saying. Like there's the inefficiencies in AI code is going to create massive backlog and code maintenance requirements in about 10 years that nobody's catching right now because real people aren't writing code. They're just shipping it off and running whatever they get back. And there's a term they use, and I can't remember what it is, but basically the idea was, you know, like we were saying a minute ago, the code works, but not well.
Right.
So they're creating massive hardware requirements where there aren't necessary requirements. They're putting massive workloads on hardware that don't need to be there because it's really poorly written code. Yeah.
Tech debt or cruft?
Tech debt. That's what it was. Yeah, code debt. They called it code debt.
Yeah.
Code debt. So a really interesting idea. I think the problem with all of this stuff is when you have knee-jerk future plans decided by the bean counters, you're going to get knee-jerk hard reactions in the near to long-term future that are going to be absolutely brutal.
Every time.
Windows will probably be unusable in 5 years if this is the track they're taking now, especially with how bad Windows 11 already is. Yeah. In terms of AI integrations and ads and things in a desktop operating system.
Yeah. Well, remember they did that so that they could maximize earnings.
I know.
All of that.
I am strongly considering my personal computer at home, the hardware is old enough that I can't run Windows 11 on it. So I either have to get new hardware or do something different.
Yeah, go Linux.
Yeah. No.
SteamOS.
Yeah.
Not SteamOS, but something like basically what the user base is saying right now is if you do the right Linux distro.
Yeah.
There's no loss in performance.
There's Waifu Linux.
On that bombshell,
I struck out, so I'll be back. These don't open.
No.
How's that open?
Oh God.
All right, so it's terrible too. I did a random grab. See that? I told you. Thanks. That's why I gave it to the working man.
Welder hands.
Thanks. 99 orange.
Oh, it's probably terrible. Yeah, sorry, peanut gallery. You're going to have a bad night.
Oh! Floor polish. It's floor polish.
And on that note.
Another bombshell. One Man Revolution podcast. It's available anywhere fine podcasts are found. Or you can get it at onemanrevolution.org with no ads and or extra stuff. Oh, it's terrible. And of course, we have full show notes. Full show notes on the...
Don't worry, it'll come back in a second.
Oh, God. On the website at onemanrevolution.org. So
Until next week, I'm the revolutionary.
I'm the comrade.
And I'm the Canadian.
And the peanut gallery's on the couch. And until next time, remember, we are...
the voice of the revolution.
No, the voice of the resistance.